Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. As American and Israeli airstrikes continue pounding Iran, the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia's capital has been the target of an Iranian drone strike. The BBC's David Willis in Washington says the president vows retribution.
President Trump told one of the cable news networks here that the United States would retaliate for this action quite soon, as he put it. And this is all part of a series of Iranian missile and drone strikes on Gulf states that play host to U.S. bases. And such is the growing danger, indeed, as far as those countries are concerned, that the U.S. State Department has urged American citizens in more than a dozen countries in the region to leave as soon as possible as concerns grow that this conflict is spreading.
Some congressional Democrats say the attack on Iran unwarranted because they say the Islamic Republic posed no imminent threat to the United States. Secretary of State Rubio disputes that claim.
We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that and didn't act.
U.S. Central Command says six American soldiers died in an Iranian strike on a logistics unit in Kuwait. The Iranian Red Crescent reports at least 787 people in Iran have been killed, including the upper echelon of the death to America, death to Israel regime in Tehran. President Trump says the U.S. can keep the military campaign going longer than the planned 4 to 5 week time frame he mentioned earlier. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures down 792 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 551. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A little snow still around the area, and it's melting pretty quickly on the roadways. And the roadway conditions are wet, and they are wet enough that there could be a problem just because of that. No report so far of any ice, but we see the snow cover on the grass. So bridges, elevated ramps, and things like that. You should be cautious, but right now, major roadways are just wet. That's bad enough by itself. Brief delays early, both the harbor tunnels, the west side outer loop is filling in already. They're getting an early start between I-70 and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off weather alert once again for your Tuesday morning. Seeing some freezing rain out there and possible slick spots here as we go through the morning. Heading into the afternoon, temperatures will climb and we'll see mainly a cold rain with highs in the 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
33 degrees in White Marsh and 30 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The morning commute could be slick in part of the Baltimore area with an icy mix in the forecast. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. when any sleet or freezing rain will change to all rain. Drivers are reminded to slow down and be especially careful on elevated roadways like bridges, ramps, and overpasses because they freeze first. As temps rise above freezing, conditions will improve. Fort Meade and other military installations in Maryland are stepping up security measures amid U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran. Officials say gate delays are to be expected with increased security inspections in effect at all installation access points. Personnel working on the base should allow for extra travel time and ensure proper ID is available for inspection. Aberdeen Proving Ground security measures are also heightened. APG has temporarily suspended the Trusted Traveler program and is requiring 100% ID checks for all adults entering the installation. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 560, the pick 4, 8689. 6:05 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports, coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the Ravens are certainly pulling out all the stops when it comes to going in a new direction. The team announcing yesterday the hiring of world-renowned health and performance coach Dr. Nick Gill. Gilly, as he is called, will oversee efforts across the strength and conditioning, medical, nutrition, and sports science teams. Gill spent 18 years with the famous New Zealand All Blacks rugby team, and during his tenure, the All Blacks won 2 Rugby World Championships, maintained a winning percentage above 800 at the international level. Meanwhile, the Birds were off yesterday, their lone day off of the spring. They'll play the Netherlands World Baseball Classic team today at 1:05 in an exhibition of the exhibition season with Trevor Rogers on the hill. Speaking of that, the U.S. team gathered, coming together now in Houston under the direction of manager and longtime former major leaguer Mark DeRosa.
I give them all the credit. I mean, honestly, I just, my pitch to them when I called is, hey, I want to build the dream team. The U.S. has never truly put a dream team. They've thrown like some of the greatest players in a USA uniform, but like a true team where guys understand why they're here, their roles.
Coming up in 30 minutes, putting Lamar's cap number in perspective. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning, and welcome once again to the Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland, Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. Coming up on the program in this hour, Baltimore County PD visits a man over his Facebook posts. Here it is, the deep state coming to Maryland. Mayor BS dismissing the OIG report on his excessive spending. Mackenzie Frost catches up with the mayor. But our top story here today this is day 4 of Operation Epic Fury as the strikes on Iran by the U.S. and Israel continue.
And, of course, so does the pushback and the backseat, benching from the radical left, some in the Republican Party, as they question whether or not this is constitutional, whether this is a legitimate strike on Iran. It is. But the president yesterday laying out clearly his objectives in Operation Epic Fury.
This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime. And they are indeed sick and sinister. Our objectives are clear. First, we're destroying Iran's missile capabilities, and you see that happening on an hourly basis, and their capacity to produce brand new ones, and pretty good ones they make. Second, we're annihilating their Navy. We've knocked out already 10 ships. They're at the bottom of the sea. Third, we're ensuring that the world's number one sponsor of terror can never obtain a nuclear weapon. Never going to have a nuclear weapon. I said that from the beginning. They're never going to have a nuclear weapon. They were on the road to getting one legitimately through a deal that was signed foolishly by our country. And finally, we're ensuring that the Iranian regime cannot continue to arm, fund, and direct terrorist armies outside of their borders.
So what's missing from that statement, from those objectives that the left continues to regurgitate? Regime change. There was no mention of regime change. That is going to be up to the Iranian people, and that was repeated yesterday by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth.
To the media outlets and political left screaming endless wars, stop. This is not Iraq. This is not endless. I was there for both. Our generation knows better, and so does this president. He called the last 20 years of nation-building wars dumb, and he's right. This is the opposite. This operation is a clear, devastating, decisive mission. Destroy the missile threat, destroy the Navy, no nukes. Israel has clear missions as well, for which we are grateful. Capable partners, as we've said since the beginning, capable partners are good partners. Unlike so many of our traditional allies who wring their hands and clutch their pearls, hemming and hawing about the use of force. America, regardless of what so-called international institutions say, is unleashing the most lethal and precise air power campaign in history. B-2s, fighters, drones, missiles, and of course, classified effects. All on our terms, with maximum authorities. No stupid rules of engagement, no nation-building quagmire, no democracy-building exercise, no politically correct wars. We fight to win, and we don't waste time. Or live.
Again, no nation-building quagmire. Vice President Vance saying again, no forever war.
There's just no way. I said this before the conflict started. I'll repeat it again. There's just no way that Donald Trump is going to allow this country to get into a multi-year conflict with no clear end in sight and no clear objective. What is different about President Trump, and it's frankly different about both Republicans and Democrats of the past, is that he's not going to let his country go to war unless there's a clearly defined objective. He's defined that objective as Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon and has to commit long-term to never trying to rebuild their nuclear capability. It's pretty clear. It's pretty simple. And I think that means that we're not going to get into the problems that we've had with Iraq and Afghanistan.
What we will do, though, is that we will create the conditions on the ground for the Iranian people to revolutionize and to take over their government and to begin their future of freedom and self-rule. But it's not going to be installed by us. It's not going to be run by us. And that is a big difference. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We've had a medical report now. It looks like a medic unit in the area. 50 reported eastbound at Baydale Drive. So just a heads up, if you're going east from Ritchie Highway and you're heading over to the Severn River Bridge, you may have some flashing lights there. A couple of things now in and around the Beltway. It looks like there may be an accident on the ramp from southbound 795 to the inner loop of the Beltway. I see traffic moving on the ramp, but as you're getting ready to make that merge into the Beltway, and then head up towards Reisterstown Road. Right at towards the end of that ramp, there was some activity there. Looks like there may have been a minor incident that cleared already on the outer loop at Liberty Road. So it's just wet enough that it's almost like a rainy day. Roadways are wet. We see the spray from the vehicles, and we had a little bit of snow. So, you know, it could be a little bit icy and dicey in some spots. But those are the two main things right now. And city police also just went out to a wreck downtown at Dr. King at Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We are expecting some freezing rain possible this morning. Could be some slick spots. We'll turn over to cold rain a little bit later on today. Highs will be in the 40s by this afternoon. Tomorrow should reach the 50s, and we're going to be warming up by the end of the week. And that is what's going to happen. That's what's in store for us today. Columbia right now, it's 31 in Owings Mills. It is 30 degrees. We do have some school announcements. We're getting word of late here this morning because of the wintry mix that is falling. It's kind of a mixture of snow and cold, hard, freezing rain. There's a glaze over some of the your vehicle as you head out this morning, and some of the roads are icy in spots. As of right now, Carroll County with a two-hour delay and Harford County with a three-hour delay this morning. We'll get you caught up to date at the bottom of the hour with Maggie Hunter. Time for some one-liner news. We are learning that the Pentagon used artificial intelligence to plan the attack on Iran. So if things go badly in Iran, don't blame Pete Hegseth, blame Grok. You know, that is the ex-AI. There's Grok, there's Claude. You know, it's hard to keep up with this AI.
I know.
There's so many different names and models of it. It's just crazy.
It's starting to remind me of the HAL computer in 2001. 2001.
A Space Odyssey, yes. A museum in Wyoming is auctioning off a full skeleton of a Triceratops. It's expected to sell for $5 million.
Wow. What would you do with it?
Yeah. Some assembly required, though.
Give a dog a bone.
Yeah. Or several bones. Bone for life. You know? TikTok video of the CEO of McDonald's is tasting their new Big Arch burger has gone viral, but for the wrong reasons. He appears never to actually take a bite of it.
Ah.
You know? That's not a good thing, you know?
One of those commercials that they're doing now, these people are eating hamburgers. They're not eating anything.
No.
Just making it look like it.
Yeah. I'll go easy on the guy. He deserves a break today. Actor Shia LaBeouf continues to try to explain his behavior during Mardi Gras. Now he says, big gay people are scary to me.
Jeez.
Guess he's not going to watch RuPaul's Drag Season 18, huh?
No, I guess not.
That'd be like Scream 7 to him. Gen Z men are eating what's called boy kibble. A mixture of rice, beef, and eggs, a quick way to consume protein. Mm-hmm. These are the same guys that are kept on a leash by their girlfriends.
That's true.
Exactly.
And they like it.
They do. A new side effect of GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic means users have a higher risk of osteoporosis and gout. But neither is worse than the latest, I guess, Ozempic side effect. Have you seen it? Looking like Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, my God. She looks horrible.
And Sharon, too.
She looks like a skeleton.
They both look like skeletons.
Yeah.
They have that. And I've seen it. I've seen it with some friends, unfortunately. I won't mention names, obviously. Some, you know, because they're diabetic, have to take it because it's, you know, trying to get that under control. But others are taking it for other reasons. But they get that very drawn look.
Yeah.
You just don't lose belly fat. You don't just lose in your, you lose it everywhere.
Yeah, your face is all sucked in. It's a mess.
Yeah, it is horrible. And try telling somebody that. It's like, excuse me, but.
I mean,
it doesn't matter what question. Are you sick? Do you feel ill? You know, what's going on? Have you lost weight recently? Of course you have. It's horrible. I tell you, somebody's got to get there. There's got to be an intervention for some of these people. It's just horrible. And now we're finding out that some of the side effects, in case you are on a GLP-1, they are significant. Osteoporosis, gout, pancreatitis. And other severe side effects.
Read the list of the bad stuff. It's worse than the weight.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
All right.
By the way, we were just outside here on the second floor of this building where we're in, looking at the blood moon.
Oh, that's right.
Total eclipse.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Did you miss all the planets aligning over the weekend? I did.
I think it was seven or so. There was nothing to it, I didn't think.
Yeah. They all were supposed to be in a straight line.
They were. But there's, you know, unless you had binoculars or a telescope, you know, you couldn't tell the difference, really. I saw it.
All right. Nothing like the Whitaker eclipse, though.
No.
That's when your moon gets in the way of everything.
Last time I went out with the binoculars, I was looking at neighbors' houses. I give a damn about whether these stars are lining up or not. I want to see what they're doing.
Thank you very much for outing yourself for that. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 620, 20 minutes after the NR 410 WCBM 680. So are you concerned about a forever war, an endless war, that this thing could protract, it could drag out, it could, we've heard the president say 4 to 5 weeks, could go longer, could go less. There again, look, I believe his intention is not going to be a dragged out forever war. I think he's got clear objectives, and if we stay to those objectives and meet those objectives, then I think you're in and out in about a month. And then of course, you have the War Powers Act, which many believe are unconstitutional. We'll hear from Marco Rubio about that coming up a little bit later on. But give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company that is going to sell your home. We're now moving into the spring selling season in about 3 weeks or so as the weather begins to warm up, and it will. People start looking to sell their homes, buy homes, and this is the time of year, best time of year to sell your home. So if you haven't called Vinny or one of his agents yet, I would do so at 410-709-7515. Consult with Vinny. They'll come out, take a look at your home, look at if it needs a repair, what kind of staging it might need. And you'll talk about asking price and time frame. And once you both agree on the asking price and time frame and you need to sell your home and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It is a guarantee, because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will buy it from you and pay you in cash. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
622, 22 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company here on this Tuesday, snowy, kind of rainy Tuesday morning. Maggie, you have some updated school announcements for us here this morning.
I very much do. Baltimore County schools are opening 2 hours late. Carroll County schools are opening 2 hours late. And Harford County schools are 3 hours late.
Right, that Baltimore County Public Schools 2 hour delay. No morning kindergarten, pre-kindergarten classes. Yeah. Offices are opening on time, but once again, it doesn't seem like it's much out there, but it's icy in spots, and that's what's causing the problem.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
Depends, especially Harford County, which is a little further north. That's why they're on a 3 hour delay. All right, thanks, Maggie. 623 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I just called in, nobody answered. I was going to be 3 hours late.
Day late, right. Dollar short is usually your slogan.
No comment from you, Mr. Casey. The wreck near the ramp at 795 in the Beltway was a single vehicle partially blocking the ramp, but not a big deal right now. Roadway conditions, a little bit wet, like Sean said. Some of the areas up in northern Harford County, things like that, a little bit colder, a little more way out in the sticks a little bit. So the main roads are going to be fine. Some of the secondary roads might have some issues just because of less travel early in the morning. So precaution is better. But right now, if you just take your time, the roadways are wet just like it's a rainy day. And all the major interstates are clear with a brief delay already on the west side. Starting down from 795 to Frederick Road, we're going to get a little heavier volume now southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now Howard County has made the decision to open 2 hours late. Howard County. So right now it's Baltimore County, Carroll County, 2 hours late. Hartford County, 3 hours late. Howard County, 2 hours late. So those are the latest that we have. We'll keep you updated with the latest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's not so much the snow. It's the freezing rain this morning that is causing some slick spots. It'll turn to cold rain and a high in the 40s this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll be up in the 50s. We're warming up by the end of the week, but lots of precipitation expected over the next several days. Ocean City's cloudy, 39 right now, and right now we're looking at it is 31 in Pasadena. We're talking about the press conference yesterday at the Pentagon. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth addressed the regime change issue.
Turns out the regime who chanted death to America and death to Israel was gifted death from America and death from Israel. This is not a so-called regime change war, but the regime sure did change, and the world is better off for it.
Yeah, 49 leaders, ayatollahs, clerics, generals, etc., taken out in one fell swoop. General Raisin Kane had a message for his troops.
To those who would test our resolve or threaten the United States, our allies, or our interests, understand clearly we can reach you, we can sustain the fight, and we can scale the fight, and we will prevail. To the American people, your joint force remains steady, frosty, calm, and focused. Your service members are trained, disciplined, and determined. We understand the risks of this mission and the weight of the responsibility that we carry. We also recognize that our families also shoulder the burden at home. You are a part of this too. I am proud today, as I am every day, to stand as a member of America's joint force. There is no mission too complex, no distance too great, and no adversary too determined for the men and women who wear our nation's uniform. We mourn our fallen, we honor their families, and we continue our mission with focus, unity, and strength. And now I'm happy to take any questions.
Yeah, and now we have six U.S. Service members who have fallen, who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, and our thoughts, prayers, and condolences are with them and their families at this moment. But Secretary of War Hegseth did address the troops directly as to what the mission is all about.
Let me speak straight to you, the joint force, our warriors on the front lines. This is your moment. This is the generational turning point America has waited for since 1979, and since the rudderless wars of hubris my generation, our generation, endured. Don't listen to the noise. Just stay focused. Our commander-in-chief is steady at the wheel. We face a determined enemy, but you are better. But we must prove it every single day. History doesn't care if we're tired, if we're scared, or if the fight feels big. It demands warriors who rise anyway. Peace through strength, the warrior ethos, lethality, unity of purpose, those are not slogans. They're the beating heart of what it means to wear the uniform, that uniform. You think clearly under fire, you act decisively in chaos, you uphold the Constitution, and you uphold our country without hesitation. We are not defenders anymore. We are warriors. Trained to kill the enemy and break their will. History is watching. Be the force you swore an oath to be. Focused, disciplined, lethal, and unbreakable. We will finish this on America first conditions of President Trump's choosing. Nobody else's, as it should be. And know this above all, President Trump and I have your back, always. Through fire, through criticism, through fake news, through everything. We unleash you because you are the best, most powerful, most lethal fighting force the world has ever seen. May Almighty God watch over you. and his providential arms of protection extend over you. Godspeed, warriors, and keep going.
And there you have it. And throughout that press conference yesterday, President Trump's remarks, and we'll hear from Secretary Rubio shortly, it is clear that this is, again, not going to be these objectives. There will be no mission creep. This is not going to be a forever war, an endless war. I know there's concern. I know, based on the past history of this country, getting involved in these things, a lot of people are have doubts. But they've changed the ethos. They've changed the strategy. And for the first time in my lifetime, we have a president with the courage to, once he gets in it, to win it. And that is the difference. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines, and schooling, including school announcements. Here is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County schools are opening 2 hours late. Offices will be opening on time. Carroll County schools are also opening 2 hours late. Harford County schools are 3 hours late. And Howard County schools are 2 hours late. A Severn baseball trainer has been charged with the sexual solicitation of a minor. The investigation of Juan Francisco Palacios Velasquez began after police received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in August. The training facility that Palacios Velasquez used was notified about the investigation. Police say they recovered numerous pieces of evidence while executing a search warrant on his home, and he was arrested Friday. He's facing charges that include sexual solicitation of a minor and the solicitation of child pornography. Palacios Velasquez was released on his own recognizance Monday. And the Maryland Attorney General's office is investigating a police use of force incident that led to a man's death in Woodlawn last month. The AG's Independent Investigations Division continues to investigate the circumstances of the incident that happened at Security Boulevard in Whitehead Court on February 16th. According to the preliminary investigation, police responded to a call for a welfare check on a man who had been sitting in a vehicle for an extended period of time. When police approached, the man exited his vehicle and something happened, resulting in an officer using force. The man was taken to the hospital, where he died February 27th. And a convicted sex offender from Pasadena has pleaded guilty to federal charges that include the sexual exploitation of a minor. 45-year-old Patrick McKernan admitted to persuading, inducing, and coercing a child to engage in sexually explicit conduct. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Looks like there might still be some accident activity. Was at the ramp from 795 southbound onto the Beltway. Still see the cars going by, but there was some activity about 2 to 3 ways down on that ramp. Just after you pass the Beltway, trying to get some more look at it here. Right before you join the ramp to the inner loop that would take you up towards Reisterstown Road. So just a heads up, be careful right there at the end of the ramp. There's a salt truck also working in that area. Everybody else on the Beltway, they're dealing with the wet streets right now. Just went back and looked again at both the harbor tunnels. No big issues there. JFX, other than the roadway being wet, you're good right now from Ruxton Road through downtown. But as always, when it's wet, watch your speed between Northern Parkway and getting down to North Avenue and St. Paul Street and down through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off weather alert once again for your Tuesday morning. Seeing some freezing rain out there and possible slick spots here as we go through the morning. Heading into the afternoon, temperatures will climb and we'll see mainly a cold rain with highs in the 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what's behind the Ravens' decision to hire world-renowned Dr. Nick Gill as Vice President of Health and Performance? Well, quite simply, it's a desire to reduce injury rates. The Ravens have faced significant injuries in recent seasons, with a particularly difficult stretch last season. Remember, no less than seven rookies started on defense at one point, and Lamar missed multiple games again. Gill brings nearly two decades of experience as the head of performance for New Zealand's renowned All Blacks rugby team, winning a pair of Rugby World Cup championships. Meanwhile, is it or is it not imperative for the Ravens to successfully renegotiate the contract of Lamar as they head to free agency in 2026. Lamar's cap number is about $74 million. The total team salary cap is $301 million. So left intact, Lamar's number would be 25% of the team's cap. At the Combine, GM Eric DaCosta was asked if Lamar's new deal could act as a domino, allowing the team to make deals with other players.
Not necessarily. I think, we never have as much cap room as we'd like to have, but we feel like we can start at the beginning of the new league year and conduct business.
But let's put that number in perspective for just a moment. Here's Colin Cowherd.
Hello, everyone. Questions?
Here we go. Here's Colin Cowherd on what $74.5 million in cap space would mean for the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks.
That would pay for Sam Darnold, JSN, Devin Witherspoon, Nick Amunwori, the safety, Gray Zabel, and DeMarcus Lawrence.
And that would still give them $3 million left over. Baseball news just up the road from Sarasota in Lakeland, Florida. The one that got away from Baltimore made his spring debut.
Fastball right through the heart of the plate at 95 from Framber Valdez.
Call on Tigers TV, the $115 million man throwing 43 pitches in three innings, 30 for strikes, allowing just two weak ground ball singles in what turned out to be a 5-2 Detroit loss to the Braves. The WBC is starting pool play tomorrow. An opening game between Chinese Taipei and Australia in Tokyo. Meanwhile, the U.S. team preparing in Houston under the direction of manager Mark DeRosa.
What's going through my head is to get them to come together, but I don't think I'm going to have to try too hard at it. These guys have been on a group text for a while now. They're fired up to go, and it was like seeing a bunch of brothers in there, to be honest with you.
The U.S. begins play on March 6th. The time now is 6:37 when we return what to make of Lamar.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
You know, the longer this thing goes on, Sean, the more nagging questions I and I'm certainly, you know, Ravens fans have about Lamar. Here are just a few of them. Why are we still talking about his contract?
Right.
Why has not been renegotiated? Kansas City renegotiated Patrick Mahomes' contract 13 days ago on February 18th. His number went from $78 million to $35 million. That's exactly what the Ravens want to do. How come Mahomes could get it done and Lamar can't get it done?
Yeah, a couple of reasons.
Okay, well,
Super Bowl trophies.
Okay, well, but still,
you
I mean,
if you have gone to the height and you've delivered championships for your organization, then they're much more, I think, likely to renegotiate your contract sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but the opposite works the other way. If you haven't reached the height yet, wouldn't a normal, sane person, and I'm not insinuating Lamar isn't, but wouldn't a person say, okay, yeah, let's get there. What do I need to do to get there?
Unless, of course, you don't think he's the guy that's going to get you there.
Why does Lamar get hurt all the time?
Yeah.
Why is he sick?
There are some guys that are more injury-prone than others. I mean, he's a running quarterback. Mahomes is, not to the extent Lamar is, but he does run as well.
Why doesn't he come to voluntary OTAs?
Yeah. These are all great questions. And it was pointed out last year during the season that went south fairly quickly. And that, you know, that is going to give an owner pause. But he's already got a contract. So, you know, maybe the mindset is deliver and then we'll talk.
It's really interesting when you got a $78 million man.
You have a short window in with any team, and especially with the Ravens. I mean, you got a short window to win a Super Bowl, trying to keep all the players together with the quarterback and the wide receiver and running back and so on and so forth. At some point in time, that window's going to close, and then you got to, you know, reset, if you will.
Especially for a team that goes right up to the cap. I mean, it's not like they've got, you know, $50 million to play with. They don't.
That's a good point. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here from Kurt in Edgewater. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Pacifism didn't work with the German Nazis.
Right.
It's not going to work with the Islamo Nazis. What do you think about my theory that this preemptive strike is actually good as far as anything to do with World War III? I think sometimes the best defense is a strong offense. If they know not to mess with you, they won't. I think it's a good thing for that too. I think
when you look at it, the strategy for everything. I think neutralizing China, trying to end the war in Russia, keeping the murder mullahs with their Islamic Armageddon, keeping that at bay with no nukes. I think that Trump's Board of Peace. When you look at these other, we've got Saudis now willing to send fighters in and bomb. We have the Kuwaitis and the Qataris and others that are fighting alongside, not necessarily Israel, but with the United States trying to help us out here in this as well. So I think this all goes to the president's strategy of trying to break this gridlock of not being able to have peace in the Middle East. I think this is by Iran's the player. You take Iran out, it's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, and tell Chuck I think his jokes are late.
All right, very good. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate the call. Baltimore Mayor's office has spent over $890,000 on food, office parties, and flowers, according to the Office Inspector General. The Baltimore Brew reporting the city's waste and fraud watchdog found the mayor's office has been spending lavishly on itself, providing cruise ship-like comforts and perks for top staff, including crab feasts, pizza, banana bread pudding, bottomless freshly popped popcorn, and fresh fruit trays available to everyone in the mayor's suite daily. Between July of 22 and November of last year, Cummings' office tracked down over $800,000 of procurement cards, P-cards as they're known, and workday expenditures for meals and catering, $43,000 for floral arrangements and funeral services, another $45,000 unreconciled and yet recorded, totaling $890,000. The amount doesn't count another $300,000 spent on mayor-sponsored community events, furniture rental, artwork, etc. $187,000 on T-shirts, backpacks, placards, and miscellaneous bling given out by the office. And, of course, there's the $53,000 spent at Ravens and Orioles games as well. And then there was the farewell party, the $4,000 for an employee who decided to remain in City Hall and is currently a top mayoral advisor. They held him a big party to say farewell, but he stayed on. Mackenzie Frost caught up with the mayor yesterday.
How do you expect taxpayers in Baltimore City to be okay with how your office is spending their money? And do you believe that you owe them an apology for how their dollars are being spent?
And thank you for your question, Mackenzie. I think we have to be very clear about this, right? We're not talking about money that was spent inappropriately. As I said to your station last week, we're talking about people who skip protocol points, right?
Okay, yeah. $890,000, I'm sure not a single cent of it was spent inappropriately, Mayor. Nobody is buying your excuse. All right, we'll hear more from the mayor coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway at Haven Street. It's minor. It's on the east side. We had the wreck downtown about 25 minutes ago at Dr. King at Pennsylvania Avenue. If you have some business inside the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County, there's a wreck on the parkway between the Capitol Beltway and Riverdale Road. And it looks like, according to the data, there's pretty good size backup there on the southbound side. And again, the roadway conditions are wet. traffic a little bit lighter than it should be just because schools are opening late. But again, these roadways are just wet enough. You have to treat it almost like it's a rainy day. But there's not a lot of traffic out there, but the speeds are still good. And listening to Baltimore County, I thought I heard them say they were working on a wreck off of McDonough Road. I'm trying to get more information on that. Some of these secondary roads, some of these elevator roadways might have a little bit of a freezing problem here and there. And we have seen some salt trucks working in and around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Freezing rain possible this morning. Yeah, it's happening. Slick spots turning to cold rain later. Highs in the 40s by this afternoon. So we're right at that freezing mark, right underneath it. 31 in the city, 31 in Parkville. That's causing this freezing rain, and that's causing some school announcements. Maggie.
Baltimore County schools are delayed 2 hours. However, the offices for Baltimore County schools will open on time. Carroll County schools delayed 2 hours. Harford County schools delayed 3 hours. And Howard County schools are opening 2 hours late.
Time to head out to the truck wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I haven't looked this pretty since I was a baby.
Burger King, OBK, the home of the Whoppers, leaning into AI in hopes of streamlining their operations and monitoring service quality. Apparently, they've done a survey where their employees aren't quite as friendly as they should be. Not saying please, not
Burger
saying...
Burger King, really?
Burger King,
they
yeah.
They always say I rule.
Yeah. The OpenAI-based model is aptly named Patty. Get it? The early testing they got some tweaking to do, I think.
Welcome to Burger King. Thank you, and also thanks. Please, before I say please may take your order, please, I'd like to say great job pulling up perfectly so your window is right in line with the speaker. Thank you. May I please, please, please take your order, please? By the way, nice car, and thanks in advance.
Yeah, I'll have the number 3, and could I get some ketchup?
Please, nothing would please me more. Thank you for asking. Now it would please me to say please, please, pretty please with bacon on top. Would you please drive up to the second window, please, so I can thank you for doing that, please? And also, please, please, thank you, please, 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 and thank you for visiting Burger King. Please and thank you.
That is horrible.
Now, Chick-fil-A is just my pleasure. That's all. That's all they say is my pleasure.
Yeah, that's it.
And
yeah,
it
that's
truly
it.
Must
yeah.
be. I've never had a bad experience there myself.
At BK?
Or no, at BK either. BK okay. or Chick-fil-A.
Do when you go to BK, do you get the Whopper?
Yes, I do. It's the best, and right. it beats the Big
Do you get
Mac
the double?
Oh, no, no.
No, just a single Whopper? Single, no, that's a single that's patty a is good enough for you.
Colon buster.
No, yesterday, by the way, in the box.
You what?
The new Whopper in the box.
Oh, you got it. You tried it?
Mm-hmm. What's was Whopper
it, was
in
it
box?
Good?
A new type of bun.
Right.
So now it's in a box in a wrapper with a new bun.
Okay.
Very nice.
And it tasted just like
it
the old Whopper?
Better.
Oh, it tasted better.
Better.
Okay. Very good. We have it firsthand from the Whopper Johnson. New survey out says 70% of people think that a good cup of coffee impacts how successful and easy their day ends up being. Almost half say they go to sleep earlier just to make time for their morning cup of joe. You're a tea guy, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
No, I have usually 2 cups, and I'm done by 7 o'clock in the morning. Because if I do caffeine after that, I'm like wired the rest of the day.
Wow.
But I do enjoy my...
now.
Exactly. I'm always wired. Go to bed wired, I wake up wired. Dairy Queen debuts the new mint crunchin' cookie dipped cone. Wow. You like mint chocolate chip cookie? Ice cream, rather?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they have the new soft serve at Dairy Queen. This, is, I think, is an important public service. We find out that nearly 3 in 4 packaged baby food products are sold in the U.S. are ultra-processed. New study out.
Wow.
75% of the food we're giving our babies, infants, toddlers, is ultra-processed. And the subsequent study said the children who ate more ultra-processed foods at the age of 2 scored lower on IQ tests years later. So it's what you give your babies and your toddlers and your children could last for a long time. It's a, you can reverse the effects, but don't even start with it. Get rid of that ultra-processed nonsense. Organic food, natural food, read the labels. Things have changed, and that's the reason why we have such high obesity rates and everything else right now with diabetes.
Very much so.
Yeah. So get off of the ultra-processed stuff, and you'd be surprised how much of our food is indeed bad for us.
Say three really or more ingredients, yeah. Three yeah. or more is bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than, you know, what it's supposed to be.
The lesser the better, right?
Yep.
All right. All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49, Mackenzie Frost with Mayor Scott. Mayor Scott says, regarding his almost $900,000 spending pre, hate the taxpayers are okay with it.
I know that the taxpayers have no problems with us spending that. And the things that are being highlighted, like, for example, you guys are focusing in on, like, the skyboxes, right? The reality is that the city of Baltimore has been spending money on skyboxes at Camden Yard since I was 8 years old, and at M&T Bank Stadium since I was 13 years old.
That still doesn't make it right. If other people have been ripping off the taxpayers just because you're doing it, because they did it, that doesn't make it right. But the mayor says he's not doing anything illegal.
We're not talking about misuse of funds, and you're talking about a fraction of the mayor's office budget, even though folks are trying to make it look like this was something done illegal. This is not that. We're going to continue to operate the same way that we have in the city of Baltimore, and that's with the utmost integrity, even when people try to make it like we're looking like we're doing. Thank you.
Yeah, somebody ought to introduce them to a Molt box for press conferences. That's where everybody can plug in and get clear audio. But apparently they don't believe in that at the mayor's office. They spent a lot of money on that. Everything but the Molt box, apparently. And finally, Frank McKenzie caught up with the mayor after the event and asked him a question whether or not this was illegal or appropriate.
Do you believe, even if it's been going on, is that an appropriate use of taxpayer dollars? And then also, though, I know that your office spent nearly $4,000 on a goodbye party for somebody who never left and is still making almost $200,000. Why is that okay?
Yeah, I think, Mackenzie, we know that you guys want to make this out to be something that is not. Again, it's not just the city of Baltimore. The state of Maryland has skyboxes and have had them forever. And again, you guys are harping on this small amount of money, which you heard again, nothing illegal was done here.
But is it appropriate?
If it's not illegal, then it's appropriate.
Do you think that's okay for tax dollars to be spent on it?
I think it's okay for us someone who has spent money to have young people who have never been in that stadium before, who have never gotten invited before, who would have never had the opportunity to be there to do that, for people, for first responders, for people who clean up trash, absolutely. So no matter what you guys are going to try to twist this into, absolutely, we're going to continue to make sure that actual residents can enjoy that ability to be in that spot and those skyboxes. That's all I have to say.
What
and just run,
party?
Just run what I said earlier. My response is what I gave you earlier.
Is Marvin's party okay?
Yeah, I never answered that question, number one. Number two, you can take underprivileged children to the Ravens game, Orioles game. I think that's a great idea. You just, bring your own food. Tell the parents, hey, bring your own snacks, bring your own food. We'll give them access. We'll give them a chance to see a game from a skybox, but we're saving the taxpayers' money, and you kill two birds with one stone. But apparently this mayor doesn't think like that. All right, you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, the Orwellian Society is here. The Baltimore County Police visit a man who made a Facebook post about BGNE, and that's coming up here on Casey and Company on WCBM.
The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air, February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes, once again with a complete slippery update this morning, Whopper Johnson.
All right, so it's slow here on the BW Parkway. We came back down to the area around Greenbelt Road. There was a wreck inside the Capitol Beltway between there and Riverdale Road. And looking at the camera here, right at Greenbelt Road, which is right at the Capitol Beltway, very slow southbound there. So that's the reason for the wreck inside the Capitol Beltway. The Beltway on the west side, our Beltway, is beginning to slow, but nothing out of the ordinary there. They're reacting to the, there's a little bit of fog now, some snow, the streets are wet, and they're reacting to that. So the speeds are down. Liberty Road, I-70 through Route 40, but everybody else is still running okay. Traffic a little bit lighter than usual. Both the tunnels now, Fort McHenry Tunnel traffic, still clear on 95. 895 is slowing a bit now, southbound, right around the ramps at O'Donnell Street, with about a 5-6 minute delay there going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We've got some freezing rain going on right now. Could be some slick, icy spots as you head out this morning. Be careful of, you know, your sidewalks and your cars a little bit glazed over, driveways, things of that nature. The streets are okay for the most part, but some of these side streets, sidewalks could be dicey. It'll turn to cold rain a little bit later on, high today, 40s in the afternoon. Right now, we're right below freezing, 31 in Columbia, and just slightly above in Annapolis, 33 degrees there. And coming up at the top of the hour, the enemy within. We'll tell you what, there are problems here within the United States, and President Trump is all fighting the enemy without, and now he's going to have to address the enemy within as well. But a Baltimore County, this is from Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden with the article. Baltimore County, Maryland resident Facebook group called BGE Victims, which is, and I'm a member of this Facebook group as well, has 22,000 Marylanders venting about the power bill crisis. It revealed earlier this week that a Baltimore County police detective paid him a visit over posts he made in the online group that allegedly threatened the parasites of BGE and the grid owners slash operators. Baltimore resident Vin Schrader, at least that's his online name, said, quote, a detective from the Baltimore County PD just paid me a visit about some of my posts claiming I've been threatening the parasites of BGE and the grid owner operators. He strongly suggested that I tone down my opinions. End of quote. He went on to say, BS, now I can expect the SWAT team to come and get me for using my First Amendment rights. It's now obvious the parasitic Democratic politicians, along with BGE, are going to have local law enforcement do their bidding to shut us, me up. That's BS. Not going to happen. I have to be a martyr, so be it. There's only one way I'm going down. And then he posted a picture of a Baltimore County Police Detectives Investigative Services team, a card that was left with him. Of course, I'm not going to mention the name because I have not been able to verify it independently. But here you see, and again, I don't know, I don't have the exact text of the post, whether or not he made an actual threat or not. If he did make an actual threat, then shame on him. But if he was just blowing off steam about his power bill, as many of us have been doing now for months, then I find it very chilling and concerning and troubling that the Baltimore County PD, somebody had to make a complaint. I don't think the Baltimore County Police are scouring BGE Facebook groups. I think somebody had to make a complaint, maybe within the group, maybe it's BGE, maybe it's a elected official, who knows. So the Maryland power bill crisis started back in August of 2024 when years of poor power grid management by Democrats, mostly due to backfiring green agenda policies in the state, collided with this surging electricity demand from AI data centers. A little bit later on, we're going to get to the Democrats have awakened to this problem. They're just not quite sure how to handle it. Now they're trying to convince us they're pushing back at BGE with the Baltimore Peninsula Project in downtown, because that's largely been abandoned by, again, the folks that were supposed to develop it. Because it's just not there. I mean, let's face it, the ongoing crime, Renaissance Hotel is gone now or is closing downtown. Downtown's become a ghost town now. And the theory is that data centers are going to be moving into the Peninsula Project. Now, if the data centers go in there, the governor allegedly said you got to bring your own power. Well, good luck. Well, to do that, you have to have transmission lines. BG says we got to put transmission lines in unless they're going to do it. I doubt these data centers are going to foot the bill for that. So more on that coming up a little bit later on. But are you not troubled by the police paying a visit to a Facebook poster? Now, again, I have not seen the actual post. I'll see if I try to get a hold of that one by the end of the show. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you, did you know that 90% of us are omega-3 deficient? That is the essential fatty acids that everybody needs to supplement. We're not Eskimos. We don't eat a diet high in fatty fish. We just don't. And, again, the benefits far outweigh anything else that you can imagine. I mean, I tell you, it helps with heart health. It helps with lowering triglycerides, cholesterol, keeping your arteries clear. It helps with chronic inflammation, helps with skin tone, helps pregnant women as well. Everybody should be on an omega-3, and we happen to have the best, the most pure, potent, powerful omega-3 supplement on the market today. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50. When you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can go online and order at res-q.com. Coming up next, The Enemy Within. We have our MAGA update. Looks like the juvenile auto charging bill is going to pass, and the Clinton depositions have been made public. Oh boy, stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As the U.S. and Israel keep up their attacks on Iran, the Iranians are lashing out at other countries, including their archenemy Israel, by firing what missiles and drones they have left in their arsenal. And the American embassy in Saudi Arabia has been targeted by the Iranians.
Iran struck at the U.S.-Saudi embassy early Tuesday as it keeps on hitting targets around the region, while the U.S. and Israel pounded Iran with airstrikes in what President Donald Trump suggests is just the start of a relentless campaign. The attack from two drones on the Riyadh complex caused a limited fire and minor damage, according to the kingdom's defense ministry. The embassy is urging Americans to avoid the compound. It follows an attack on the U.S. embassy in Kuwait, which announced Tuesday it was now closed until further notice.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says no one was in the embassy building at the time of the attack. Six U.S. service members have been killed in the war. Deaths in Iran approach 800. And that includes the country's supreme leader. Several states kicking off the 2026 election cycle with primaries today.
Texas, Arkansas, and North Carolina are holding primary elections for party nominations ahead of the November midterms. Among those three, Texas is generating the most interest with heated Senate races. Incumbent Republican John Cornyn is facing off against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and U.S. Congressman Wesley Hunt. In the Democratic contest, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is facing State Representative James Tallarico. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oil prices are surging, and that's driving a sharp rise in prices at the gas pump. Barring a turnaround, Wall Street will open sharply lower this morning. Stock futures deep in the red. Right now, the Dow futures are down just over 800 points. NASDAQ futures off 532. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey there, it's Chris, and as you know, Israel is a hot discussion point right now. I just talked about it on a panel at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. There's so many opinions and emotions surrounding the subject, and the Bible tells us, of course, I will bless those who bless you. That's not just a comforting promise, it's a clear calling from God. And today, with anti-Semitism rising around the world, the calling is more urgent than ever. At a time when Jewish communities are experiencing more hostility, more threats, more violence than ever, Christians have a real opportunity, a powerful opportunity, to respond with God's love, to say, you're not alone. When Christians choose to bless Israel, you're not entering into a political issue. You're honoring the roots of our faith and standing against hatred. Supporting Israel is more than just a belief. It's a biblical mandate. Partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can push back against darkness and be a light to God's people. Go to ifcj.org to learn more. That's ifcj.org. Live the word, answer the call.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The roadway conditions are wet, there's some spray, and I-97 now is beginning to slow just a bit, but not bad. right here at Route 32, and then looking a little bit further down as you're moving towards the bridge at 178, and eventually down to the ramp at Route 50 at I-97. All the lanes are open. The ramp from 50 westbound onto I-97. The lanes are clear. No problems, no delays right now. Clear at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. Looked at the Bay Bridge. The roadway conditions are wet. They're moving safely right now. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Big delay on the BW Parkway with the wreck in Prince George's County, southbound right at the Capitol Beltway, and delays are going back through the ramp at Greenbelt Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off weather alert once again for your Tuesday morning. Seeing some freezing rain out there and possible slick spots here as we go through the morning. Heading into the afternoon, temperatures will climb and we'll see mainly a cold rain with highs in the 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in Bel Air and 31 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County schools are delayed 2 hours, but the offices are opening on time. Again, Baltimore County schools 2 hours late. Carroll County schools 2 hours late. Harford County schools 3 hours late. And Howard County schools are 2 hours late. The Maryland Attorney General's office is investigating a police use of force incident that led to a man's death in Woodlawn last month. The AG's Independent Investigations Division continues to investigate the circumstances of the incident that happened at Security Boulevard in Whitehead Court on February 16th. According to the preliminary investigation, police responded to a call for a welfare check on a man who had been sitting in a vehicle for an extended period of time. When police approached, the man exited his vehicle and something happened, resulting in an officer using force. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 560. The pick 4, 8689. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number 1. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports, even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust. Call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Birds were off yesterday, the only one they'll get all spring, and they'll take on the Netherlands today in Sarasota. The Dutch with some familiar names in tow, Xander Bogaerts, Kenley Jansen, Ozzie Albies of the Braves, Jurison Profar, and Sedana Rafaela of the Red Sox, coached by Hall of Famer Andrew Jones. Meanwhile, Gunnar Henderson joining Team USA in Houston as they prepare for pool play beginning on Friday. Manager Mark DeRosa was asked if this is the closest thing we've ever seen to an American dream team.
I think absolutely, and it's a testament to the guys. It all started with Judgy last March, early April, getting on the phone with him. He wanted to be a part of it. He wanted to be the captain of the team. Next call was to Paul Skeens. I had this whole pitch planned. He stopped me right in my tracks and was like, listen, I want to do this for every serviceman and woman that protects our freedom on a daily basis. I'm like, here we go.
Couple of big moves in the NFL yesterday, just days before free agency. The Redskins announcing they will cut safety Marshawn Lattimore next week before the league year begins, saving themselves $18.5 million towards the cap. And the Texans strike big, acquiring running back David Montgomery from the Lions for a 4th and 7th in the upcoming draft. The move more than likely ends the career of Joe Mixon in Houston. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens trying to improve their performance when it matters most. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros?
being Maryland's oldest and best. They're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the Clinton depositions are out. They have been made public by the House Oversight Committee. And, Hillary kind of lost her cool there. We'll hear about that. And we're going to hear Bill Clinton exonerating President Trump in the Epstein files. That's coming up. The juvenile auto charging bill looks to pass. As you might imagine, prosecutors are not happy with that concept. And we'll hear from that coming up in just a second. But our top story here today is we know who the enemy without is, and that is Iran, the murder mullahs of Iran, which we're now engaging and hopefully bombing them back into the Stone Age from whence they came. But there's also the enemy within. And we've seen now, again, the Texas terrorist, a Senegalese Muslim who was led into the country on a tourist visa, then a bridal visa, and then made a citizen by Obama during his years, even though we had an arrest record. And then we have this African illegal that killed this poor mother down in Fredericksburg, Virginia, stabbing her to death at the bus stop. But then we have people like the New York Slimes, the Washington Compost. They have come under fire over this weekend to social media for the way they're framing the death of Iran's murder mullah, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in its coverage. The New York Slimes obituary headline read, "Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, hardline cleric who made Iran a regional power, is dead at 86. He was characterized as avuncular and magnanimous," wording that I think is just outrageous. According to the Slimes, with his spectacles, Palestinian keffiyeh, long robes, and silver beard, the Ayatollah Khamenei cast himself as a religious scholar as well as a writer and translator of works on Islam. He affected an avuncular and magnanimous aloofness, running the country from a perch above the jousting of daily politics. This is a radical Islamic terrorist who murdered thousands of Americans and got exactly what he deserved. Again, widespread execution. He killed 32,000 people in Iran in the last several weeks. And the New York Slimes is giving him a glowing, effusive obituary. Any question who the enemy really is in our country? Washington Compost did the same thing. In its obituary, it described Khamenei as avuncular. There's that word again. With an easy smile. Maybe they ought to be brought up on plagiarism charges. Noting his appreciation for Persian poetry and Western classics, including Victor Hugo's Les Miserables. Well, we all know how that turned out, don't we? So maybe that was appropriate. With his bushy white beard and easy smile, writes the Compost, Ayatollah Khamenei cut a more avuncular figure in public than his perpetually scowling but much more revered mentor. He was known to be fond of Persian poetry and classic Western novels and killing his own people. No, they left that one out. That phrase never made it in to the obituary. The enemy within. New York Mayor Kami Mamdani condemning the U.S. strikes, but not the regime of Iran. Another enemy of the United States, a Virginia mosque. A Shia mosque in Northern Virginia honoring the legacy of Khamenei, the Manassas Virginia Mosque, hosted a remembrance service on Sunday for the Iranian Supreme Leader. This is 30 miles outside D.C. They held a Ramadan iftar that sent condolences and glad tidings on the martyrdom of His Eminence Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The mosque describes itself as a community of pious, educated, socially conscious, and active Muslims. As I said yesterday, beware of the Islamo-fundamentalists among us. They are truly the enemy within. 713 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
If you recall, about half an hour ago, I said I'd been tracking and been listening. I thought I heard a wreck, and my ear was right. I heard a wreck on McDonough Road, and apparently they've closed McDonough Road. Maybe a little ice right in there between Painters Mill Road. That's the word. Closed between Painters Mill Road and Reisterstown Road. And you know, if you go back in there, it's a little up and down and around. So that local traffic right through there heads up for that. There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway inner loop at the ramp at I-95. So the traffic from New Hampshire Avenue will get a backup headed to College Park. And then the wreck was on the BW Parkway southbound just inside the Capitol Beltway and towards Riverdale Road. And it looks like from the data, that backup is still there from what we can see right now. It looks like the accident vehicles may have cleared, and we're getting a recovery on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecasts freezing rain here, at least for the first part of the morning. As long as the temperatures remain below freezing, that's what we're going to get. Slick, some icy spots causing some school delays. It'll turn over to cold rain later on this afternoon, highs in the 40s. Tomorrow, 50s, warming up by the end of the week, but still a lot of precipitation hanging around. Right now, 30 in Ellicott City and 30 in Reisterstown. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
It is time to flash back to 1980. That's right. 46 years ago. This Islamic war was started in 1979 with an attack on the U.S. Embassy, holding our 66 American hostages for 444 days. And they've been killing Americans ever since. We'll get the numbers here in just a second. This is President Trump, then businessman Donald Trump, in 1980, talking about the threat of Iran.
When you get the respect of the other countries, then the other countries tend to do a little bit as you do, and you can create the right attitudes. The Iranian situation is a case in point. That they hold our hostages is just absolutely and totally ridiculous. That this country sits back and allows a country such as Iran to hold our hostages, to my way of thinking, is a horror. And I don't think they'd do it with other countries. I honestly don't think they'd do it with other countries.
Obviously, you're advocating that we should have gone in there with troops, etc., and brought our boys out.
I absolutely feel that, yes. I don't think there's any question, and there's no question in my mind. I think right now would be an oil-rich nation, and I believe that we should have done it, and I'm very disappointed that we didn't do it, and I don't think anybody would have held us in abeyance. I don't think anybody would have been angry with us, and we had every right to do it at the time. I think we've lost the opportunity.
Yeah, except for maybe the British and British Petroleum and their little global caliphate that they've been running for decades now. But he felt that way 46 years ago. See, Donald Trump has not changed. The world has changed. But Donald Trump always has kept these thoughts, and there are other interviews, but I just thought that was basically germane to the moment. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says we're not done yet. In fact, the worst for the Iranians is yet to come.
How long is this?
Yes, sir.
Is there a diplomatic exchange going on right now between the U.S. and Iran? Any exchanges whatsoever outside of
No, not at this time. I mean, look, we always have people that reach out from inside of governments. You don't know if they're authorized to reach out or not. They're suffering a tremendous amount of damage. Honestly, again, I'm not going to give away the details of our tactical efforts, but the hardest hits are yet to come from the U.S. military. The next phase will be even more punishing on Iran than it is right now. Someone was screaming, how long will it take? I don't know how long it'll take. We have objectives. We will do this as long long as it takes to achieve those objectives, and we will achieve those objectives. The world will be a safer place when we're done with this operation. All right? Thank you, guys.
And then on this allegation, the president is in violation of the War Powers Act that he didn't notify Congress. Rubio blew that one out of the water as well.
Why not notify Congress ahead of this and just Congress?
Well, we did. We notified Congress. I mean, we notified the Gang of Eight. We notified congressional leadership. There's no law that requires us to do that. The law says we have to notify them 48 hours after beginning hostilities. We've done that. I think the notification went today. But we did notify members of Congress in advance. But we can't notify 535 members of Congress.
And authorize the war.
Well, the Congress can vote on whatever they want, but there's no law that requires us to do that. And I want to say something, because I see people on TV. Look, that's fine. If they want to take a war powers vote, they can do that. They've done that. They've done that a bunch of times. But there's no, people keep saying that we have, there's no law that requires the president to have done anything with regards to this. To begin with, no presidential administration has ever accepted the War Powers Act as constitutional. Not Republican presidents, not Democratic presidents. That said, we have followed the notification of 48 hours, and we're here today. I've done more Gang of Eight briefings than I got in the 4 years that Biden was president and I was a member of the Gang of Eight. All of that said, we've complied with the law 100%, and we're going to continue to comply with it. We've done the notification. You know, and we officially to Congress, but we did notify members of Congress. We just can't notify 535 people. That's not possible. But we did the Gang of Eight twice. I briefed them last week, and then I called them the night before the operation.
Yeah, and so they were notified, and they'll be kept in the loop, and they're doing their job. They're doing, even though they don't have to, the Trump administration is doing that. Around the world, people are praising the president for crushing the terrorist regime in Iran. And then yesterday, the White House released a list. And it's just a partial list, but 47 years, over 40 attacks, and nearly 1,000, over 1,000 Americans killed by Iran. And finally, this president does something about it. And UN Ambassador Mike Waltz makes an interesting point here about endless wars.
This is the ultimate endless war. It's been a 47-year endless war, starting with Jimmy Carter, and President Trump is taking the bold action to end it.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back? Well, Steve Witkoff, the president's foreign envoy, gives us a hint why the talks failed with Iran.
The Iranian negotiators telling us they had the inalienable right to enrich all their nuclear fuel that they possessed. That's how they opened up. We, of course, responded that the president feels we have the inalienable right to stop you dead in your tracks.
So the Iranians went to the negotiation table saying, hey, we've got enriched uranium, 66% of the uranium that we have, we've enriched enough to make 11 nuclear bombs. So that and the fact that Israel was about to attack as well convinced President Trump now was the time, the best time. He heard him, the last chance, last best chance to strike Iran. And that was 408 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000 and are serious about your retirement,
congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723, traffic, weather on the threes, and coming up with the latest on traffic and weather, Whopper Johnson.
The wreck on the BW Parkway south of the Capitol Beltway has cleared. The backup at Greenbelt Road has also cleared, so that's good news. Nothing major through there right now. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway itself on the inner loop at I-95 backed us up to the top of the hill there at New Hampshire Avenue, so that's been a little bit slow. Normally not much of a problem there, but right now it's slow through that area. I'm looking at the sky ramp and the interchange here at 95 Russell Street, 395. They're just taking their time. Roadway conditions are wet. The ramp to the BW Parkway, it's a long ramp. That's a little bit slow. The sky ramp coming up to the convention center, that's coming off of northbound 95. That's a little bit slow, but the main line of 95 is doing okay. We're about a 10-minute delay right now with the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels, and the word from Baltimore County that McDonough Road is still closed to the west of Reisterstown Road. There was an accident there. May have been ice-related, whatever the case may be, but a couple of vehicles were involved. Baltimore County is still holding traffic in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
525 Weather Authority forecast. Freezing rain possible this morning, and we've had that freezing rain all morning long. Start off a little, like when I was coming in around 3:15 this morning, there was some snow, and it quickly changed over to freezing rain, creating these icy spots, and eventually it'll turn over to cold rain by this afternoon, because we'll have highs in the 40s. Tomorrow in the 50s. Right now, we're still right around that freezing mark. 31 in Severn, and it is 31 in Parkville. That's caused some school delays. Maggie Hunter's got the list for us.
Oh, yeah. Baltimore County schools delayed 2 hours. Carroll County schools delayed 2 hours. Harford County schools delayed 3 hours. And Howard County schools also delayed 2 hours. So.
All right, very good. Thanks, Maggie. It's 7:25, and we're talking about, again, the ongoing Operation Epic Fury in Iran. And something I picked up on here, and this is every time Israel is involved with either our military or whatever, there is these cries of Zionism, and that Trump is capitulating and kowtowing to the Israelis. Of course, if the left isn't crying taco, that's Trump always chickens out. I guess he blew that one out of the water. Then it's the fact that he's doing the work for Bibi and Israel. I just got a text from an individual. Let me tell you what I'm talking about here this morning. This is from an individual named Chris. He says, I dare you to say on air that America is first and not Israel. I dare you. That's not a big dare. It's sort of a slam dunk. This is America first. As Michael Waltz put it, this has been a 47-year war. And this is not just being waged against Israel. Yeah, Israel's involved. Israel is directly in the crosshairs. They're having missiles flying over the head, killing Israelis right now as we speak. We've lost 6 U.S. soldiers, sadly. But I just don't know. And Megyn Kelly was doing this, and I've seen Tucker Carlson. He's off the reservation. MTG is way off the reservation. All these so-called America First MAGA types now would just basically, they want to just climb into their hole and pull the cover over their heads and pretend that Iran is not a world a global state sponsor of terrorism, that they haven't killed. I just counted up the numbers. It's over 1,000 Americans killed. Now, I don't know how many more Americans you're willing to sacrifice in the name of Iran just because you're Zionist I guess conspiracy theories are just flying out the window. There's nothing wrong with Zionism, in my estimation. I just think that America always has to come first. And if our goals match the Israelis' goals, then that's a perfect match for me. We should not be doing Israel's bidding. Israel can do its own. They're about ready to hit Iran on its own. And President Trump said, look, we're going to get hit. We've got all these ships over there. We've got these bases are going to get hit. So let's do it together and once and for all take out this terrorist Iran regime. So this is, I think, going to end this once and for all. I'm hoping that it ends this. I'm hoping it does it with the least amount of loss of life. We've already lost six, as I've said. Israelis have lost at least double that, if not more. And again, we do have Arab partners helping us in Qatar, in Bahrain, in Kuwait. We had those F-15s that went down yesterday. Those pilots were rescued by Kuwaitis who ran to their aid to help them get back to the U.S. So, yeah, I understand a lot of people are concerned about war. Nobody likes war. War is hell, as Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, who actually fought in one. But these other people are sitting on the sidelines criticizing, have never been in war. Anybody that will tell you in the military, that's the last option. Nobody wants to go to war, but that's what they sign up for if it comes to that. So for all these people, I think the anti-Semitism, this thread of, for whatever reason, this hatred of Israel just comes out during these horrific times. And we should thank and be fortunate that we have an ally like Israel. Israel has rallied to our defense. Not so much in Spain, where they won't even let our planes land. Britain has finally awakened, initially saying, oh, no, we're not going to let your planes take off from here until Cyprus was attacked. Now, of course, Starmer and the left in Great Britain, which is already gone, it's not so Great Britain, they've now decided to let our planes land as well. So I just think it's important that you know that there is that threat out there here in this country. It is 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. And to go over again the list of school delays, Baltimore County schools delayed 2 hours. Carroll County schools are delayed 2 hours. Harford County schools delayed 3 hours. And Howard County schools 2 hours late. A convicted sex offender from Pasadena has pleaded guilty to federal charges that include the sexual exploitation of a minor. 45-year-old Patrick McKernan admitted to persuading, inducing, and coercing a child to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing images. Federal prosecutors say the images were produced in 2023 and McKernan distributed them on the dark web. McKernan was convicted in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court for possessing child sexual abuse material in 2016. He now faces 25 to 50 years in federal prison. And the annual Maryland March for Life will take place on March 16th. The event will start at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Annapolis with a 5:30 Mass celebrated by Archbishop William Laurie. A youth rally will take place before the religious services, and it will be followed by a Christian prayer service in the school hall. Following the Mass, participants will walk from the church to Lawyers Mall for a rally and a legislative update. And the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration is recognizing Vehicle Safety Recalls Week, which runs through March 8th. The MVA urges drivers to check for open vehicle safety recalls that could lead to a crash. Officials say repairs on affected vehicles can be completed free of charge at authorized dealerships. MVA Administrator Chrissy Neiser says a vehicle recall is a serious safety issue that can put drivers, passengers, and everyone on the road at risk. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at a single vehicle wreck here. I'm not sure exactly which ramp this is. There are a number of ramps right here at I-70 and the Beltway. It looks to me that it's westbound I-70 at the Beltway. Vehicle obviously hit the guardrail, and the front end damage on this vehicle is very heavy. There's no traffic behind it, which may mean if you're coming west on I-70 from back at Security Boulevard, that may be where it is. The other ramp coming off of I-70 looks like the ramp here from the interloop to westbound 70. It looks like that's getting by. So try to get some more information there. But if you're right there at I-70 and the Beltway, it's not on the Beltway. It's at the ramp from I-70. Keep you posted on that. McDonough Road is closed and been closed for a while with the accident to the west of Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off weather alert once again for your Tuesday morning. We're seeing some freezing rain out there and possible slick spots here as we go through the morning. Heading into the afternoon, temperatures will climb and we'll see mainly a cold rain with highs in the 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens making news this morning, hiring the world-renowned Dr. Nick Gill as Vice President of Health and Performance in an effort to improve the team's performance when it matters most. That was the question that vexed Ravens fans and players all season long, including Tyler Linderbaum after the loss to the Steelers that ended the season.
Yeah, that's the unique and hard thing about football is, you know, you gotta be at your best. You gotta be at your best, and you know, obviously, the past few years we haven't been able to kind of get over that hump. But
Dr. Gill, of course, with the famed All Blacks rugby club in New Zealand, has won two championships in the last two decades. Meanwhile, with NFL free agency beginning officially in 8 days, ESPN making a bold statement yesterday, naming Ravens tight end Charlie Kohler the biggest sleeper free agent in this year's pool, citing his size, blocking ability, and a knack for making the big play. There is an open question in Owings Mills right now about how much the team will even rely on a two tight end formation in the future. World Baseball Classic getting in gear all across the globe. Teams preparing for tomorrow's opening pool play games. U.S. manager Mark DeRosa commenting on the popularity of the tournament worldwide.
You know what? I'd like to give credit to the Latin American countries. The passion they play with for country. Their fans have exploded. The mystery of Japan. The iconic moments that have happened in the last couple WBCs culminating with the matchup of Ohtani and Trout. I mean, the world won that night. The baseball world won that night, even though we didn't.
Ohtani striking out Mike Trout 3 years ago to secure Japan's 3-2 tournament clinching win. The Caps are back in action tonight, taking on the Mammoth in D.C. Head coach Spencer Carberry ruminating yesterday on the team's lack of success on the power play.
It's not about what's gone on in the past. It's not about our percentage. It's not about how it looked. We need to approach the power play with a one-game mindset. If you go 2-for-4 tonight, like, that could lead us to victory.
Capitals currently second to last in the NHL with a 15.5% success rate, 0 for their last 10. And a sidebar, Alex Ovechkin, the NHL's all-time leader in power play goals, with 330, just 4 this year in 62 games. Finally, Navy men's basketball dominated the 2025-26 Patriot League postseason awards, headlined by senior guard Austin Benigni being named Player of the Year and senior center Aiden Kehoe earning Defensive Player of the Year under head coach John Perry, who was named Coach of the Year. Navy winning their first outright regular season title since 1997 will host a quarterfinal game on Thursday night. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Atlanta Hawks taking some flack on social media.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop. Shoot. Improve.
Well, this is a bit of an unusual promotion that the Hawks are going to do in Atlanta. I'm wondering if you think this could happen in Baltimore at some day. The Hawks will be paying tribute to Magic City, which is an Atlanta-famed strip club, at a game coming up on March 16th, so in about 2 weeks. They are celebrating the quote-unquote iconic cultural institution. The Hawks are planning a night filled with food, including the club's famous lemon pepper wings, music, exclusive merchandise. There will be some dancers there, although I'm sure they won't be in costume, necessarily. The opponent that night is the Orlando Magic, of course.
Wow.
So it's
okay.
The Magic City, right? Now, the whole reason behind this thing is because the principal owner of the Hawks is a young lady. You may even be familiar with her, Jamie Gertz. She's an actress and producer.
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
in 16 Candles,
sure.
some other movies as well. Well, she and her husband own the Hawks, and they produced a documentary on the club for the Stars streaming network. So it all works together here, and that's what's happening on March 16th. So if you and I want to do a little field trip down to Atlanta.
Will there be pole dancers on the supports for the backboards?
Well, I don't think they're going to go full regalia with that. I mean, that would be hard to imagine. It is a kid-friendly environment.
Is it?
You know, I don't know. There's only one way to find out, Sean. You and I.
Are you requisitioning travel expenses for that game?
I mean, I'll ask for it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll get it or not. They have to come out of your pocket.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm up for it.
Not my pocket. It comes out of the owner's pocket.
Well, and I'm saying if not that, then you.
Yeah.
But regardless, I mean, if you feel you're up to it, then yeah, I would, you know.
Magic City?
Magic City. Figure it out.
So why do they select? I'm sure there are tons of places. Why that one?
Well, because it's an iconic cultural institution.
Ah,
of course. Right? Because she produced, the owner produced a documentary on it, so it's all tied in.
All right. Very, I don't think we're.
So not really in Baltimore, then, is what
I don't,
you're
saying. Well, you know.
What do we have?
Yeah, exactly. You have the Ravens, and you have the Orioles. I don't see.
But do we have
the
an
Orioles
iconic.
Might, during June, they have Pride Month. They might do something along those lines.
Right, but I guess my question is, do we have an iconic cultural institution?
The Block. We have the Block.
Yeah, but is it, like, even now?
Yeah, it's still around.
I mean, I know it's around, but is it? Yeah, I guess it is iconic.
It is iconic. The Block has been around for years, decades.
Well, why don't you suggest it then?
Maybe we'll have a Block party night at the Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Look, if they could do a Tupac Shakur bobblehead, they could certainly do this.
There you go. Very good.
All right.
Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. A bill that's been proposed for years in Annapolis to end the automatic charging of teens for certain crimes cleared a key Senate committee on Friday afternoon. Senator Will Smith, who has been one of the leading proponents of letting juveniles run amok in the state of Maryland, he backed the bill this year to no longer automatically charge 16 and 17-year-olds facing certain offenses as adults, and the legislation would require a judge to determine whether the case starts either in the adult or juvenile court system. Here he is squaring off with the lone opponent to the bill, Republican Bill Folden.
The bill before you is the result of a lot of hard work.
These are adult actions that require adult consequences and accountability. All we do is react. Where's the proactivity?
The bill came out of committee 10-1. Bill Folden was the only Republican to vote against it. Senator Chris West, for some unknown reason, decided to support this bill. In Arundel County, by the way, he ignored all the prosecutors because the prosecutors think this is a horrible idea. But Chris West knows better because he's a prosecutor. Oh, well, he's not. In Arundel County, Prosecutor Ann Colt Litus reacted.
The judge is not the prosecutor or the police. So we can look at that case, and if it's a low-level offender or a first offender, yes, we may recommend that case be in juvenile court. But if we know that DJS has closed 5 other cases at intake, and this person has other burglaries or other felonies, this might be the first felony that we're seeing, but we know it's very serious.
Tara Jackson, she's a state's attorney prosecutor with Prince George's County, weighed in as well.
Fix the system first. Have programs that actually rehabilitate children so that they don't end up in the adult court in 3 or 4 years. And then we can talk about it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's happening. Its current form, which changed the original plan, 16 and 17-year-olds facing the following charges go before a judge. Possession, sale, transfer of a regulated firearm, use of a firearm in a drug crime, use of a firearm with a felony drug conviction, wearing, carrying, or transporting a handgun, first-degree assault. Yeah, these gun-grabbing lefties are really serious about the gun violence problem, aren't they, by removing the automatic charging for that. Mackenzie Frost caught up with Senator Will Smith.
But are they getting the services and programming that they're supposed to be getting? Because they argue that these kids are just sitting there waiting for these programs to begin, and the bed space isn't there. The programs don't have the available space for them right now.
No, so no one will sit here and tell you that the services are adequate or that they were operating optimally. That's true. But this is happening right now anyway, except we're wasting a lot of time, and they're getting no services and no education in the adult system.
Yeah, so let's make it even worse by putting them back into this juvenile system where they're still not going to get the services because they just confirmed Betsy Fox Tolentino, she's the new Schiraldi, down there at DJS, and don't expect much of a change there, that's for sure. 743. Right now we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call. Reserve your spot. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call right now. Whopper Johnson standing by with a look at what's happening on the highways and byways this morning.
Morning, brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Beck River Neck Road in Essex. Both the tunnels, about a 7, maybe 10 minute delay right now. Not too bad, considering the weather. The roadway conditions are wet. We've had no problems, any wrecks or anything, but we're definitely heavy on the southbound side. The ramps here at 95 Russell Street, 395, right at Camden Yards, a little better, even though the exit ramp from 95 to Russell Street, that's a very long ramp, and it's a single lane ramp. So that's the reason it slows. The parkway southbound from there at Monroe Street down to the Beltway is running with the lanes open. There are some slow areas on the Beltway. McDonough Road still closed off of between Painters Mill Road and Reisterstown Road. And this single vehicle accident still sitting right at the junction where I-70 crosses the Beltway. It's not on the Beltway. It's a single vehicle involved. And they're waiting for the wrecker now to come into that area. Winter driving has been very hard on your vehicle. While there's a little bit of lull in the action, and we're getting ready for a little warmer weather, let Bernie check it all out. Your belts and your hoses and your antifreeze and your tire pressures, everything you need. Bernie will take care of it there at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, freezing rain this morning, good change over to rain, cold rain a little bit later on, but right now with those temperatures still around freezing, we got a problem here this morning, so it eventually will warm up later this afternoon into the 40s, tomorrow could be into the 50s, and right now we're 31 in Ellicott City, and it is 40 and cloudy in Ocean City. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got some WCBM merchandise for you. Guy is in Owings Mills. Good morning, Guy.
Well, I went there. The lady called me when I got there. She's still stuck at work, so I'm going to have to do it another time. It depends on how things.
Guy, are you there? Hello,
oh, yes,
Guy.
Sir. I'm sorry.
You're on the air.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
Okay,
all right. Only going to say we got to dump that. All right. So you want to go first, second, third, or last this morning?
I'd like to go last.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Story number one. Here it is. A Virginia Democrat has introduced a bill to remove the Republicans from future ballots because, according to him, they're dangerous, reckless, and intend to subvert the Constitution. Richmond leftist Kareem Proctor hopes that they'll get a floor vote on the bill this Friday. Story two. New Zealand has removed a lesbian captain from commanding a $100 million warship after she put it on autopilot when it was within one nautical mile of a reef. It hit the reef, it burned, and sank.
So
and story
wasn't a seaman.
Story three. Police in the state of Washington are called out to report of a determined beaver.
Police, number two.
Police said despite clear verbal commands, the subject refused to comply, continuing evading officers, demonstrating blatant disregard for crosswalks, traffic signals, and basic roadway safety rules. The police were able to coax the determined beaver into the nearby woods, thus avoiding any dangerous injury to the beaver. Is a story one, Virginia Democrats trying to eliminate Republicans from future ballots. Story two, lesbian captain loses her ship after it runs aground. And story three, police encounter with a determined beaver. Maggie, we'll start with you.
I say number three is the fake.
Number three?
Oh, yeah.
All right. That is the beaver story.
Oh, I have beavers in my community. Yeah. Well,
Maggie goes, you've had run-ins with beaver.
Well, no, there are signs up that don't mess them up.
Okay.
They wreak havoc.
You better just quit while you're
They destroyed my hiking trail.
You're digging a ditch and you can't get out.
Oh, man.
Kristen.
I don't care what number it is now.
I think that sounds crazy enough to be true, and maybe the world is safer than we think if police have that much time to mess with that, but I think I'm going to go with number two. I don't know about that.
Christy goes for number two. Chuck?
Yeah, I'll go with that. What do you think, Guy? You going with us, number two?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I always go with you guys. I'll go with number two.
All right, Chuck goes. Chuck, Kristen, and Guy all go for two. Number one, the Virginia Democrat introducing a bill to eliminate Republicans from future ballots. That is our fake news story of the day.
Wow. See, I forgot all about that after we got further down.
Sorry about that, Guy.
We started talking about determined beavers.
Thanks for listening and playing the game.
Can I give a quick update? Nothing to do with that.
Yes.
Go right ahead. New accident, northbound BW Parkway. It's immediately right after the ramp here at Route 32, and we're getting some impact now on the northbound side.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for that. We appreciate it. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, prosecutors were asked by Mackenzie Frost what they thought of this new automatic charging bill. And we've seen this now through the last 3 years or so, the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, the Child Protection Act, the every year the pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien Democrats, pro-juvenile thug Democrats continue to make it easier for juvenile thugs to run amok. And here's the prosecutor's reaction.
Well, it looks like the support may be there for this bill this year for automatic charging. It didn't happen last year. The tide seemed to be turning in Annapolis now. If it does pass and the governor signs it into law or lets it become law without his signature, what would that look like for you in your communities and your offices?
Reallocating our prosecutors, investigators, case managers, more crowded dockets in adult court, things being delayed. And I think juveniles will be receiving dispositions, but there won't be a place to put them.
We just feel that because we really need to think how we're going to do this process, we need to get more money from the General Assembly for prosecutors, for judges. We need to really think about how this is going to look and how it's going to work for everybody.
All right, so there you have it, and that is something that the prosecutors are opposed to. What we're going to have is we have a DJS that can't process and offer services to the people already existing in the system. There'll be many more now on ankle monitors with this automatic charging change. They can't monitor those already with ankle monitors. And so if you add to that number, they're going to overwhelm the Department of Juvenile Services, rendering it almost completely useless and non-effective, and that is their intent, folks. 7:51, you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, the Clinton depositions are out.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side, strategictaxresolution.com. Get relief.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like the wreck may have corrected itself here, but a little bit slow. Northbound BW Parkway, the wreck was north of Route 32, was backed up and was slow. Then it kind of loosened up again, now it's slowing again. So there's still some activity there. And, of course, the parkway each way is only two lanes. So anything there at all, even on the shoulder on the parkway northbound, is starting to back us up a little bit there, right? After Route 32, keep in mind that Painters Mill Road, McDonough Road in that area, that's still shut down from some activity there earlier, about an hour ago now, and they had closed that. Baltimore County is still in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold, freezing rain this morning. Could be icy and slick in spots, which has led to some school delays. It'll turn over a very cold rain and highs in the 40s by this afternoon. Tomorrow we warm up into the 50s and warming up by the end of the week up into the 60s, but still some rain in the forecast. Light rain next hour, 34 in Stevensville, and we've got some freezing rain, 32 in Glen Burnie. So the Clinton depositions are out. They have been made public. And remember, APL told us that Hillary flipped her lid. Well, she did. Especially Nancy Mace got under her skin big time. First, it was Lauren Boebert, because even before the hearing started, before she was sworn in, Boebert took a picture of Hillary and then posted it, and hilarity ensued.
Excuse me, can I interrupt?
There are photos
that are being released of the secretary as she is testifying from inside this room. Can you please advise me as to whether or not that's permissible and consistent with the rules, particularly given that we have asked for a public hearing? If there are photos that are being released of the secretary as she is testifying, can you please explain how
that can occur? With this. If you guys are doing that, I am done. You can hold me in contempt from now until the cows come home. This is just typical behavior.
We will go off the record.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I would like to understand how that's permissible.
Before the hearing was...
It doesn't matter. We all are abiding by the same rules.
I will take that down.
Yeah, well...
I would like to take a break at this moment.
Yeah,
I'd like to have a conversation.
For now.
Yeah, I'm done. For now. That's old Cankles got her... Cankles in a in an uproar there. She eventually did come back to testify, and then Nancy Mace went after her.
That's the question. I'm going to answer your question.
Now you're going to.
This was what I spent my time doing.
I'm a survivor trying to look out for other survivors.
Well,
trying to.
And I was taking care of the people who lost 3,000 lives.
And now you're being defiant and indignant today.
You asked me.
I have met with Epstein survivors. I'm a survivor myself. You have emails. You denied that Jeffrey Epstein. You tried to get Jeffrey Epstein to give money to you.
I did
but
not.
Howard Lutnick was.
If you have an email with me asking Jeffrey Epstein for money,
I have an
money.
Email from Howard Lutnick sending it to Jeffrey Epstein and his people to raise money for
I don't know about
an event, an intimate event for you at his offices at Cantor Fitzgerald. You're going to sit here
and
obfuscate and say to this committee, you didn't try to get money from Jeffrey Epstein when there was an intimate event in an email that Howard Lutnick emailed to Epstein's people and Epstein to get him to come to your intimate event at Cantor Fitzgerald, a very small event. And so I'm not going to publicly. You want to yell at me, that's fine, but I'll yell right back.
Well,
okay? I am looking out for
survivors.
I'm doing the job that you would not do and refuse to do as Secretary of State. Thank you, and I yield back to
you. No, I'm going to finish.
Ving! I'm doing the job you would not do. The Democrats on the committee were trying to get Clinton to somehow blame Trump or put Trump on Epstein Island.
I hate this, but because I don't believe I should inject anything. But I do not want to leave the impression, but since there was no follow-up question, the president never, this is 20-something years ago, never said anything to me to make me think he was involved in anything improper with regard to Epstein either. He just didn't. That's the truth, As I said earlier, the only conversation I had with President Trump about this was in the early 2000s. And I have no information that he did anything wrong. I just want it all out there. I want everybody to get it all out there and let everybody see where we are.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was about 4 hours worth of testimony if you want to kind of amuse yourself one day. But the Hillary stuff is worth it. Just pop some popcorn and watch her blow a gasket. That's really good stuff. Anna Paulina Luna and Nancy Mace. Getting under her skin. 7:59, Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. Remind me, it's time to turn to springtime. I know it's freezing rain this morning. It feels like winter, but eventually it's going to give way in about 17 days to springtime, and now we turn to the air conditioning component of your HVAC. You want to make sure the filters change, that everything is operating the way it should be. Sometimes you might need a little bit of whatever that is, coolant, refrigerant, whatever. I think it's refrigerant is what they're calling it these days. You might need a little touch of that in your system. So what I would suggest, call Tim today, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Schedule your maintenance check on your HVA system as we head to spring. And don't forget, they're also great at electrical work as well, interior, exterior, landscaping, you name it. That's Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Make sure you tell them I told you to call. They've done incredible things at my house as well. Coming up next, Tyrone Keyes. He's running with Ed Hale. We'll talk with him about the campaign.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. On this day four of the liberation of Iran,
Iranian state TV says strikes caused two explosions at a broadcasting facility in Tehran, but said no one was injured. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency told reporters that airstrikes targeted the Natanz nuclear enrichment site on Sunday. Israel and the U.S. have not acknowledged strikes at the site, which the U.S. bombed in the 12-day war between Iran and Israel in June. Israel says it's targeting the leadership in nuclear infrastructure. Iran says that it has not enriched uranium since June, though it's maintained its right to do so and says its nuclear program is peaceful. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
House Speaker Mike Johnson describes the U.S.-Israel mission as a defensive operation.
I think that operation will be wound up quickly. By God's grace, it will. That is our prayer for everybody involved, our troops and everyone else. And, of course, for the people of Iran.
No injuries in an Iranian drone strike on the U.S. embassy in the Saudi capital. A federal court is rejecting the Trump administration's bid to slow tariff refunds.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit started the next phase in the tariff refund process by sending it to a lower court to sort out. In a court filing, the Trump Justice Department had urged the Federal Circuit to proceed cautiously and hold off for 90 days, but the judges refused. The Supreme Court ruled 10 days ago that Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on most countries in the world were illegal, clearing the way for the importers who paid them to seek refunds.
And that correspondent Bill Alexander. With the strategic Strait of Hormuz effectively closed by Iranian threats on shipping, crude oil prices have been soaring. While on Wall Street, stock futures are sharply lower. The Dow futures down 654 points. NASDAQ futures off 435. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
BW Parkway is slow northbound. There was a wreck north of Route 32, so you'll have some brake lights in that area as you're going by the accident scene. And even southbound could be a little bit slow. We're still about 10-minute delays or so with heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. There are some areas on the Beltway with the heavy traffic, and the streets are wet or slow on the Parkville side. And coming down the west side, the single vehicle accident that was over the Beltway on I-70 has now been cleared. They pushed it to the side, and it looks like McDonough Road has been reopened again. Looks like we're clear now to the west of Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off weather alert once again for your Tuesday morning. Seeing some freezing rain out there and possible slick spots here as we go through the morning. Heading into the afternoon, temperatures will climb and we'll see mainly a cold rain with highs in the 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Pikesville and 34 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. First, a list of delays for the school systems. Baltimore County Schools. Baltimore County Schools are delayed 2 hours. Carroll County, 2 hours late. Harford County Schools, delayed 3 hours. And finally, Howard County Schools are delayed 2 hours. State and local leaders are pushing back against BGE's proposed plan to connect the Green Street substation to a new substation at Baltimore Peninsula. Bill Ferguson joined Zeke Cohen and leaders from Otterbein, Ridgely's Delight, and South Baltimore, saying community comes first, and a project of that size must go through a full state review. Ferguson says digging up miles of residential streets cannot be the default option. He will introduce legislation to address the federal process that bypasses local oversight and proactively prevents any data center being built at the Baltimore Peninsula. A Severn baseball trainer has been charged with the sexual solicitation of a minor. The investigation of Juan Francisco Palacios Velasquez began after police received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in August. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 560. The pick 4, 8689. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhardt Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
How do you get ready for the change of season? The comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer.
These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the comfort guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it was an interesting comment from Jesse Minter a couple of weeks back in introducing Anthony Weaver as defensive coordinator as to why he's a good fit.
So there's so many great qualities of him knowing the surroundings, knowing what it means to be a Raven, knowing how we're trying to kind of rebrand that a little bit and make it a new age way to play like a Raven.
So a new age way to play like a Raven. And on that rebranding note, Ravens making news this morning, hiring the world-renowned Dr. Nick Gill as Vice President of Health and Performance in an effort to improve the team's performance when it matters most. That's been the question vexing Ravens fans and players really for the last few seasons, blowing fourth quarter leads, key turnovers in playoff games. Former O's interim manager and current Braves third base coach Tony Mancelino issuing a bit of an apology for comments he made last month to an Atlanta radio station when he was talking about how great it is to work with his new manager Walt Weiss in Atlanta.
I've been here, coming out of the situation that I just came from, and I don't say this lightly, I feel like he kind of rescued me in a lot of ways.
Mancelino explained on the field at Ed Smith Stadium after the Braves Grapefruit League win over the Orioles on Saturday that he meant that he was rescued from an uncertain future in Baltimore, given that the Orioles had already decided to move in a different direction by hiring Craig Albernaz instead. Maryland men's basketball coach Buzz Williams has been in damage control mode pretty much all season. As the Terps travel today to Wisconsin for tomorrow night's game tilt with the Badgers, Williams still trying to explain Sunday's loss to Rutgers.
We gave it to them too many times, and we fouled them way too many times. And we held them to four threes. That was part of the plan, but we let them get to the rim too much.
Terps turned in over 19 times in that game, committed 22 fouls, and were outscored by 8 at the line in a four-point loss. Coming up in 30 minutes, rumblings from the AFC North. And that is Stein on Sports.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And joining us for this segment on our Newsmaker Hotline is the running mate to Ed Hale Sr. On his campaign for governor, and that is the candidate for lieutenant governor, Tyrone Keyes. Good morning, Tyrone.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning. I know you have a financial background, so right out of the gate, how does Governor Hale and Lieutenant Governor Keyes look to tackle the structural deficit in Maryland's budget?
Well, it's all about affordability, and look, I think that people understand that all of the spending that we've been doing in the past few years under the current administration, it's got to stop. I mean, you've got to look at this in the same way as you look at your budget at home. And you can't go and buy a Ferrari now, can you, if you don't have the income to do that? We've lost our AAA bond rating with one of the rating agencies, so we're going to have to look for ways to tighten the belt and stop all of the superfluous spending, Sean.
Yeah, and the governor put out a video the other day saying that that's a myth, that they have excessive spending. He's saying they made some cuts in certain agencies and that they're investing in certain things for the future. So when he says they're not spending excessively, what is your response to that?
Well, when any politician these days says, use the word investing, that's simply a euphemism for higher taxes. And this is a gentleman who also says he's not running for president in 2028. So you'll have to excuse me if I don't take him at his word. I mean, the numbers here are very clear. The state, like all of the states, we have a balanced budget amendment. And so when you look at the data, it's very clear that we have a spending problem.
He also went on to say that the tax fee or the fees and the permits and that in the last session, which was $1.67 billion worth, he said there were just a handful of permits and fee increases. Your campaign's reaction to that?
Well, he may have that reaction because he doesn't have to go and register a car or put new tires on his car. We have a payment plan for vehicle registration. That ought to tell you that that is exorbitant if you need a payment plan. So even when you think about things like the tire tax that I've heard him try to play down, we get hit twice from that when we go to buy tires for our personal vehicle and when costs are passed on from companies with big fleets, right? So he's not understanding the depth at which Marylanders are suffering economically. But that doesn't surprise me because he's removed from it.
Yeah, well, again, many elected officials will certainly find themselves in the same arena. More with Tyrone Keyes. He's running with Ed Hale Sr. For governor, lieutenant governor in this this cycle. And more with Tyrone in just a second. It's 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the VW Parkway is improving. It looks like the accident is gone. Northbound to the north of Route 32. The pace much better now through there. We were looking for this wreck. We mentioned it last time around on Garrison Boulevard. We found it at Duval Avenue on the northwest side. One of the vehicles was overturned. So that's a local accident there. City police and fire are on scene. If you're up on the northwest corner, keep an eye out for that. We see the morning slowdown. They've been a little bit slow. The streets are wet. I-97 southbound at Route 32. Still some heavy traffic hanging on with the roadway conditions wet and the pace is just slow southbound approaching both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We had some freezing rain this morning, which delayed some school systems. Slick, icy spots. We'll turn over to cold rain later on. Highs in the 40s. Right now, we're right at freezing. 32 in Middle River, 33 in Millersville. On our newsmaker hotline is Ed Hale Sr.'s running mate, Tyrone Keyes. Tyrone, the governor also said the other day in his Mythbusters video that it is a myth that he squandered the surplus that was left for him. Your reaction to that comment?
Well, to that I would ask then, what of the deficit that we've experienced now for 2 years in a row? This governor is he's prone to exaggeration and omitting the truth, let's say, in certain circumstances. So, again, the numbers don't lie. We do have, we're on our second year of a deficit. And I'd like to also point out that the deficit we're dealing with, they have not accounted for the juvenile justice suit that the state is liable for also, which could be another upwards of another $1 billion. So I'm just not sure how he's making these claims when it's clearly evident what we're dealing with.
Yeah, one of the main complaints that I get here, and I see it every day from listeners that used to live here in the state, now have relocated to South Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, etc., is that people who love Maryland, formerly known as the land of pleasant living, have now forced to leave. They can't stay here. They got to retire. And Maryland's just very, very difficult on retirees. What would the Hale Keyes campaign do to change that?
First of all, we would move to make it much more palatable from a taxation situation for people to choose Maryland as an option to retire in. We've got a lot of residents that are making the choice to go down to states like Florida, where you get 12 months of pretty decent weather, and they don't tax your retirement. These are people that have fixed income, so they must be treated differently. We would also want to take a look at things like gas and electric. We got to build more plants. We got to bring nuclear in here, and we have to bring competition back. Ed Hale has been very explicit about doing those things in order to lower overall cost of living. And you do that, and you would have people finding Maryland a much more affordable option to retire in.
I think you might touch on something there that's long term on trying to get some of these power plants reopened or nuclear options or small modular reactors, whatever. But what can, if anything, can be done short term to alleviate some of these skyrocketing electric bills?
Well, repealing Senate Bill 1, for starters. We had, and I'm personally affected by this, I had a competing company that once Senate Bill 1 was enacted, shortly thereafter, the company wrote me a letter and said, we can't do business with you anymore in this state. So competition, I'm sure you remember when we had one phone company in town, AT&T, and you can get any phone you wanted as long as it was that white princess phone that hung on the wall. We need more choice. More choice will bring in lower prices. Right now, Senate Bill 1 has given Exelon and its subsidiaries an opportunity to be a monopoly, and monopolies do whatever they want in terms of pricing. So an immediate fix and watching prices fall immediately, we would need to bring back competition that Westmore signed Senate Bill 1 and took it away.
You know, as a small businessman yourself, I'm sure you already know that Maryland is now the second worst state to start a business in the country. We now have this 3% tech tax that went in last year. So it is a hostile business environment that we find ourselves in, and businesses are relocating to elsewhere. So what can you do to turn that around to make Maryland a more pro-business friendly state?
Well, Sean, companies are choosing to leave and companies are choosing not to come here. So you got two things going on. One of the things you could do immediately to change that is to create a mindset that business is good for the tax base. So there's nothing wrong with incentivizing businesses to come to Maryland, giving them different types of tax incentives to relocate here, to create jobs. And when jobs come, you also get ancillary effects like the pizzeria, the dry cleaners, more housing. That's the mindset that Ed Hale brings to this because he's done it before. I mean, all you have to do is look at Canton and the Canton Crossing development, and you see what a friendly business environment does to raise the tax base.
There's a report out today, Tyrone, from Project Baltimore that in the last 2 years, $318 million of our taxpayer money has gone to the school systems for unenrolled students. They're not even in school, and yet we're paying for them. How do we solve that problem? Do we need a statewide inspector general? How do we audit these kinds of things?
Well, Ed has talked about a statewide inspector general, and that is definitely one of the things that such an individual could focus on. We definitely are, if you look at the test scores and you're honest, you have to be, you have to question, are we getting our money's worth? So there are some structural changes that definitely need to take place in the school system. An inspector general would definitely allow us to look at that and determine exactly where the challenges are in a very objective way. And Ed has talked about that, not just pertaining to education, but pertaining to some of the other issues in the state as well.
All right, so for our listeners who want more information, want to donate, volunteer, or whatever, where do they go, Tyrone?
Well, they can go to haleforgov.com. We welcome folk to come over to our Facebook page and interact with us on social media as well. And we'll also see you in the community. We're making a lot of appearances in the community as well.
All right, sounds good. Well, best of luck, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, in the near future.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, my pleasure. Tyrone Keyes, he's a ticket mate running for lieutenant governor on the ticket with Ed Hale Sr. The primary is coming up June the 23rd. It's 8:20, and you're listening to Casey and Company, and we want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Sean. I was promised you would not sing, but that's
it. Well, we'd like to surprise you anyway.
I know. That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So, another year down the tubes. Unbelievable.
Yep. Another year around the sun.
Yeah, I you know what? I didn't think I'd get to see another war, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Well, maybe this will be the war to end all wars in the Middle East.
Yeah, I hope so. So, I had an interesting thing happen the other day with a client. She was in an accident. It was not her fault. She has been with the same insurance company for over 25 years. The other company called. I also said, because she was going to the hospital, I said, you know, you can use your PIP there, which is with your company. And she said, oh, well, I really don't want to use them. I mean, I've been with them for 25 years. I said, well, have you paid them for 25 years? She said, well, of course I have. Well, you paid them for 25 years, and now you have an opportunity to make your first claim against them, which is a no-fault claim. And I said, did they mention to you that you had PIP and that it would cover $2,500 worth of medical bills and you could use that when you go to the hospital? Well, no, they didn't. I said, well, with all the money that you've spent over the years with this insurance company, I would think the least they could do is tell you what your options are, don't you think? And she says, well, yeah, I guess. So the moral of the story, folks, is we've been very loyal. We pay our insurance companies year after year after year. We feel some kind of bond with them where, God forbid, that if the other company can pay, we'll take it from the other company, because we're not going to take it from our company that we've paid all these premiums just for the fact that we might be able to use the insurance at some point in time. So anyway, it just struck me crazy. So if you have insurance and you've paid for a long time, don't feel bashful. Go ahead. At least ask what your options are. You know, if you don't want to use the PIP, don't use it, but at least ask it. So if you have any problems, any questions about any insurance information, give us a call, 410-363-6848. We are there 7 days a week, and we will return your calls and emails as soon as possible. Sean, thanks again for the birthday wish. Love you guys. Love CBM, and we'll be talking next week.
All right, Michael, thanks again. Enjoy that birthday today. Law Offices, Michael A. Friedman. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com, 823. Traffic and weather on the threes, and once again, Whopper Johnson with the update.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Didn't mean to step on you.
No, that's okay.
Whopper County.
I survived it.
Yeah. It could be good or bad. No offense. A couple of new accidents in Baltimore County. Delaney Valley Road, just north of the Beltway at Charmuth Road, and then Philadelphia Road at Hospital Drive. If you're going to have a wreck, that's the place to have a wreck. At Hospital Drive, New Wreck in the city, St. Paul Street at 33rd, the wreck at Garrison Boulevard at Duval Avenue up on the northwest side involved a vehicle that was on its side, and that investigation is still underway. We have delays coming down the west side, and it finally did catch up with itself and backed up almost back to 795, and it's moving, going down towards Route 40, and I don't see any problems after that. Down the hill towards Frederick Road, just checking the Parkville side. That's clear right through there. And the inner loop at Greenspring is doing fine. Looks like there might be a couple of vehicles here. Let me just like broaden that out a little bit. Inner loop just after the ramp at Greenspring. A couple of vehicles off to the right side, but no impact through there right now. Again, still some delays. Nothing major, though, at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast with some cold rain still in some areas. It's coming down as freezing rain. In other areas, a little warmer. It's just cold rain right now. It's going to be eventually all cold rain by this afternoon with highs in the 40s, tomorrow in the 50s, maybe into the 60s by the end of the week. Right now, 32 in Parkville, 33 downtown Baltimore. And time from our birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem. Once again, time for America 250, our birthday celebration. And the America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is right now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. On this day in 1845, the Sunshine State, Florida, admitted to the United States as the 27th state of the Union. On this day in 1879, attorney Belva Ann Lockwood becomes the first woman to argue a case before the United States Supreme Court. 1923, Time magazine published its first issue, and it was published weekly until March of 2020, when it again began publishing every other week. And speaking of our Star-Spangled Banner, the 1931 an act of Congress designated the Star-Spangled Banner as our national anthem of these United States. Some people preferred God Bless America, and even My Country Tis of Thee, but Star-Spangled Banner wins it out. 1986, U.S. President's Commission on Organized Crime ended a 32-month investigation calling for the drug testing of all most working Americans, including all federal employees. I wonder if that's still being done, especially with federal employees. 1991, home video captured L.A. police beating a motorist, Rodney King. That triggered a national debate on police brutality. Acquittal of the LAPD officers in 92 led to deadly riots, during which King asked at a news conference, "Can't we all get along?" King died at the age of 47 back in 2012. And finally, in 2015, the State Department confirmed that Hillary Clinton exclusively used a personal email server to conduct official business while serving as U.S. Secretary of State. That, of course, we all thought was going to lead to her prosecution for trafficking in classified information. In fact, remember, it was on July 5th, I think, that year when FBI Director Jim Comey came out and looked like he was going to announce an indictment, then at the very last moment said no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. And that is Look at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up right after the 8:30 news, we're going to get into a couple of other local stories, including the Democrat lawmakers pushing back on BGE and that $318 million spent on unenrolled students. But right now, I'll tell you about Town Appliance. If you are in the need for a single appliance or whether you're looking for an entire kitchen upgrade, you owe it to yourself to check out. I know people shop price, and I get that. They go to the big box stores or what have you, the other appliance. But Town Appliance has over 70 different brands to choose from on display right now. And for every budget in mind, whether it's just a single refrigerator or an entire kitchen, they're going to help you. They've got five-star customer service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life, so you owe it to yourself. Visit either Mayor or Mayor. Both mayors run the place. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County schools are opening 2 hours late. Carroll County schools also 2 hours late. Cecil County schools 2 hours late. Harford County schools are 3 hours late, and Howard County schools are 2 hours late. The Maryland Attorney General's office is investigating a police use of force incident that led to a man's death in Woodlawn last month. The AG's Independent Investigations Division continues to investigate the circumstances of the incident that happened at Security Boulevard and Whitehead Court on February 16th. According to the preliminary investigation, police responded to a call for a welfare check on a man who had been sitting in a vehicle for an extended period of time. When police approached, the man exited his vehicle, and something happened, resulting in an officer using force. The man was taken to the hospital, where he died on February 27th. A convicted sex offender from Pasadena has pleaded guilty to federal charges that include the sexual exploitation of a minor. 45-year-old Patrick McKernan admitted to persuading, inducing, and coercing a child to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing images. Federal prosecutors say the images were produced in 2023 and McKernan distributed them on the dark web. He was convicted in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court for possessing child sex abuse material in 2016. He now faces 25 to 50 years in federal prison. And the annual Maryland March for Life will take place on March 16th. The event will start at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Annapolis with a 5:30 p.m. Mass celebrated by Archbishop Lori. A youth rally will take place before the religious services, and it will be followed by a Christian prayer service in the school hall. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensate for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
8:95 is moving a little better now going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and 95 is still slow right at the top of the hill at the O'Donnell Street ramp. So we're still looking at some slow traffic trying to get in to both the harbor tunnels, but the lanes are moving. Four lanes are open on 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. After that, we were slow a little bit. There was a broken down truck on the right shoulder on 95 southbound, not too far from the Caton Avenue Bridge. He got started and pulled out, been gone now for about 5 or 6 minutes. And that backup, which was back to Camden Yards now, is beginning to ease. So that's looking a little better through there. And again, the new wreck in the city had injuries, 1700 block of Gwynns Falls Parkway up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off weather alert once again for your Tuesday morning. Seeing some freezing rain out there and possible slick spots here as we go through the morning. Heading into the afternoon, temperatures will climb and we'll see mainly a cold rain with highs in the 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens making news this morning, hiring the world-renowned Dr. Nick Gill as Vice President of Health and Performance in an effort to improve the team's performance when it matters most. That has been the question vexing Ravens fans and players for the last few years, including Tyler Linderbaum, after the season-ending loss to the Steelers.
Yeah, that's the unique and hard thing about football is, you know, you got to be at your best. You got to be at your best. And, you know, obviously the past few years we haven't been able to kind of get over that hump.
Meanwhile, elsewhere in the AFC North, the Steelers are bracing for two key members of its offense to test free agency, running back Kenneth Gainwell and guard Isaac Seumalo. Gainwell led the team in receptions and was voted the team's MVP. Seumalo, arguably the Steelers' best offensive lineman over the past three seasons, graded out as the league's sixth highest pass-blocking guard last year. That's a key area the Ravens need to improve. Local basketball news, Bub Carrington and Julian Reese were teammates in high school at St. Francis Academy on the east side. Well, last night, the duo were reunited by the Wizards. Starting for the first time together at Capital One Arena, Reese's first NBA start may not have gone quite as planned. 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals in 28 minutes before fouling out. The Rockets beat the Wizards 123-118. Peachy County's Kevin Durant had 30 points in the game for Houston. And finally, with the 2026 World Baseball Classic about to get underway, it's good time to recall what happened 3 years ago in the last WBC championship game, U.S. and Japan. The Japanese leading 3-2, bottom of the ninth, two outs. Shohei Ohtani on the hill, Mike Trout at the dish.
First time they've ever faced each other. They've been teammates for 5 years. The best against the best. He throws. Trout strikes out. Championship. chip.
Disappointing for the U.S., but a great night for baseball. Birthdays today, one of the most unstoppable running backs ever, Herschel Walker, celebrating his 64th, born on this day in 1962. Also, Olympic track and field superstar Jackie Joyner-Kersee, turning 64 on this day as well. On this day in college basketball history, just 2 years ago today, March 3, 2024, Iowa Hawkeyes guard Caitlin Clark making history.
This for college basketball history. She does it with a foul shot.
Gus Johnson with the call on Fox. Caitlin Clark becoming the NCAA's all-time leading scorer, surpassing the record of 3,667 points held by Pistol Pete Maravich of LSU. The time now is 8:37. When we return, who is the greatest college basketball player of all time?
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
This is actually a complicated question because...
Easy for me.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, it's easy for me, but I'll let you finish.
Well, okay. Well, so let me just do my thing, right? Because I'm the sports guy.
Yeah, you are?
Usually when you look at that, sometimes, you go to like, well, who scored the most points?
Yeah.
Right? And in this case, actually, and I don't usually do that, but in this case, I actually will. And Pete Maravich...
That's it.
Okay, it's got to be,
slam
right?
Dunk.
Yeah.
Slam dunk.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Pete Maravich will
did
things in college that no one will ever do again.
Right.
3,600. He averaged, Sean, I know you know this. First of all, he did it in 3 years.
Yeah.
Not four, because he couldn't play back then as a
right.
freshman. He averaged in his college career 44 points a game.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't win anything.
Right.
They weren't very good. They didn't have anybody around him. His dad was his coach.
Well, it was LSU.
Mm. Right. Okay. But... It's unmatched. He was a wizard. And when you think about it, it'll never, ever be done again.
Yeah.
But the game is different anyway.
Yeah, it is. And there are a lot of guys that were really good. Look at Steph Curry, and he was really good in college, but he really took his game to the next level
exactly.
in the pro game. And there are a lot of guys that did that in college, but they really got better in the pros. But we looked at pure college shooter player. People we used to go to watch him to play. Just Pistol Pete Maravich, like Caitlin Clark now for the women.
Right.
But she's not even close to what Pete Maravich did.
Think about that time though, Sean, for just a second. Despite how great he was, he only won one player of the year because Elvin Hayes won one.
Yeah.
Jabbar, who was actually Lew Alcindor at that time.
Right.
So that was really a great time for college basketball.
It really was, but he again, and then you may mention Alcindor. Some people would say him and who would be number two in your estimation?
I think Alcindor.
Yeah.
I think Bill Walton would probably be number three.
Yeah. Very good.
Yep.
Great question. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here from Bruce in Timonium. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Sean. I'll make it quick. I heard on the news about a half hour ago that the Supreme Court was going against Trump on the tariffs, and then they're talking about refunding, I think it was $135 billion.
Well, he had asked for a delay in the refunds, and they turned that down.
Right. So, if we have to, why would we refund the money to the importers if the tariffs went up and they passed that increase along to their vendors and to the people? Why would we be refunding the money to these importers who just raise their prices to go ahead and cover the cost of it?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the other thing that the Supreme Court completely ignored is all the unfair tariff and trade practices these other countries charged the United States over for decades. For decades,
right.
We were at a great disadvantage, and these were reciprocal tariffs that the president had put in place just to kind of balance everything out. They completely ignored that question. That's why I think the Supreme Court completely got that wrong. And I know there's some alleged conservatives that think what they did is constitutional. Well, read the dissents of Kavanaugh, Thomas, and Alito, and you'll get an idea exactly what should have been done.
And then I'd like to make a comment on something to follow up with something Mr. T said, talking about seniors in Maryland and what Maryland can do. You know, I would say that if you're over retirement age, let's just pick 70, for example, and you're still working, that up to a certain limit after your adjusted gross income is below $500,000, that you don't pay any state income tax on the money you earn if you're still working, if you're over 70, and then freeze property taxes for seniors, and maybe even if you can come up with a program where seniors, if they're still looking to move into a house or refinance, that they can go ahead and get a lower mortgage interest rate helped out by the state.
Yeah, certainly. They have to do something because they're hemorrhaging population. People are leaving the city of Baltimore. They're moving out into the counties. People are leaving the state. Businesses are leaving the state. Pretty soon it's just going to be a one big massive echo chamber for the Democrats.
When you have businesses and individuals leaving the state, the only thing that does is forces the taxes higher for the ones that are remaining.
Bingo.
The deficit.
Yeah. You think they'd have somewhat of a selfish interest on that. Bruce, thanks so much for the call. Great points. Appreciate it. Hopefully they were listening, and maybe they'll come up with something that can be attributed to that. The other big thing on the Supreme Court, besides them rejecting the Trump administration request to delay the Supreme Court ruling on the tariffs, is that there was a big ruling yesterday as well on parental rights. And that is something that should be celebrated because that is something that we've talked about here now with the gender transitions and so on and so forth. So I want to make sure we get the exact. It was a 6-3 ruling. And I'll make sure we get the exact verbiage right here before we share it with you. But they basically blocked California's secret gender transition law, meaning that your children could transition without your knowledge in California. Both mom and dad did not have to be notified of such a transition. So at least they got that right. They said it likely violated parental rights. No, it absolutely violated parental rights. 8:43. Traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Whopper Johnson.
The big backup is still there, but it's the normal delay. I-97 heading towards Annapolis, and it's backed up right here at Route 32. Looking down through the fog and the haze, it looks like we're open on I-97 after the bridge at 178. And then, yeah, the traffic is coming out at the bottom end here, right on the ramp onto Route 50, heading over towards Parole. And again, no major problems there. The traffic westbound turning north onto I-97 is clear. At one area of 95 in the city is still slow after 395 out to the Beltway. It's just that one stretch where all the heavy traffic comes out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, jams up a little bit out towards Washington Boulevard. And then once you get to the Beltway, it does pick up through that area. The new wreck, 1700 block of Gwynns Falls Parkway, Baltimore County, with a couple of accidents. Route 7, Philadelphia Road at Hospital Drive, and Delaney Valley Road. There was a minor wreck there just north of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, we've got a cold freezing rain that we've been encountering most of the morning, leading to slick icy spots, leading to some delay in the opening of schools here in the area. It turns over to cold rain and back up into the 40s by this afternoon. Tomorrow should reach in the 50s, warming up by the end of the week. 32 right now in Owings Mills, 32 in Ellicott City as well. President Trump has weighed in on blasting Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly for coming out against the war with Iran. In an interview that aired yesterday, he goes, "I think that MAGA is Trump. MAGA is not the other two," referring to Kelly and Tucker. "MAGA wants to see our country thrive and be safe. MAGA loves what I'm doing, every aspect of it. This is a detour that we have to take in order to keep our country safe and keep other countries safe, frankly. Megan was opposed to me for years when I ran the first time, and nothing stopped me. And so, you know, some people are against, and they always come back. She came all the way back, but now I guess she maybe doesn't like the idea of this war, but I do because I have to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of the Iranians." And that is from President Trump responding to Megyn Kelly. It's 8:46. Chris Papp's Project Baltimore found an unusual $318 million going to unenrolled students. We'll talk about that in just a second. But first, time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
Our feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. A 12-year-old girl in South Tennessee saved her grandmother from a house fire last month. Here's some of the 911 call and Tyler McDowell, director of Lawrence County Fire and Rescue, talking about her amazing rescue.
We have a fire. We have an injured.
Okay, one of you is injured. Everybody's out of the house, but somebody's injured?
Yes, ma'am.
How bad are they injured?
She has severe burns on her neck. She's 72, and she's crippled.
And she's crippled?
Yes, ma'am.
A child made a decision to help somebody out of a house that some adults may would have trouble overcoming the fear. Obviously, she sustained some burns in doing so, so that tells you that the conditions inside the residence were very dangerous at the time. And obviously, she had to make the decision that somebody else's life was more important than hers.
Yeah. Unreal. She and her grandmother both suffered burns, but made it out, and they're both recovering from their injuries. And that is our feel-good news segment, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
It's 8:48. Some good news and some bad news coming out of Iran. I'll give you the bad news first. It appears that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, who wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the earth and eventually the United States, is reported to be alive. Previously, he was reported killed in that early strike, but now there are sources saying that he is alive. But the good news is that the regime's new defense minister, who was on the job for 2 days. The first defense minister was taken out Saturday. The new defense minister was named on Sunday. By Tuesday morning, he is now dead, eliminated. So that is good news indeed. So more on that coming up a little bit later on. And not enough is said about, I know sometimes we get on the CIA, but this is what they do best. Please stop spying and manipulating elections here in the United States. Do what you do best. And this is an example of what they do best with gathering the human intel, the signal intelligence, et cetera, over in Iran. Because it was the CIA and the Mossad, they had human sources buried inside close advisors to the Ayatollah and others. So that is something that we now we never would have been able to pull off with the synergy and the timing, unless we had these kinds of human sources, and that those are boots on the ground. They're clandestine and they've got incredible tradecraft. But they are crucial to the fight. So I want to give credit where credit is due to both the CIA and the Mossad. It is working together. I don't know if you're watching Tehran on Apple. It's a couple of seasons in, but it's kind of mirroring exactly what's going on right now. It's kind of weird that that would happen. It is allegedly fictitious, but one wonders, don't they? And the other good news is that a female pilot was piloting one of the F-15s that was hit by friendly fire in Kuwait and was down. She was able to eject safely from her jet. And has now, Kuwaitis came and rescued her. Can you imagine if she were to be shot down over Iran? It just really is a scary proposition. We'll wait for the Pentagon confirmation on name and everything else, but that is also some good news as well. Don't forget, Best of Casey & Company each and every day, WCBM.com on our Facebook pages, Rumble page as well. And brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-7000. 6000.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Need smarter office IT, print, and marketing solutions? Explore Dasio's multifunction printers, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydasio.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Ella Langley there for us here today. Choosing Texas, number one hit on the country charts. And it's an up-and-coming star. She's coming to Baltimore, by the way, with Morgan Wallen later this summer, I think. That'll be a big, big country concert at M&T Bank Stadium. Morgan Wallen and Ella Langley. So thanks for that, Kristen. It's coming up on 8:53. Traffic and weather on the threes, of course. And coming up at the top of the hour, Kim Klasick Live. Coming up later this week, we got Mackenzie Frost coming on Thursday morning. Delegate Eno Mangione goes on the House with us on Friday as well. Whopper Johnson standing by. It's been a sliding, slippering kind of rush hour. But we survived it. We made it through.
Yeah, it was in some spots. Some of the little back roads. We had problems earlier on McDonough Road, a couple of the side roads and things like that. But, you know, the major highways, if everybody would just watch the speed like they've been doing all morning, we'd get through these things without any big problems. Starting to settle down a little bit now at both the tunnels, getting better there. 95, a little sluggish yet from Camden Yards out to the Beltway on the southwest side. A couple of areas on the Beltway, a little slow outer loop coming over from Hartford Road to Towson and the west side right around I-70 and down through Route 40. There are scattering of minor accidents throughout the area. Nothing big on the way to the Capitol Beltway. The interstates outside of the Beltway are all clear, and everybody's doing fine now, settling down again down through the Annapolis area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Well, we had that freezing rain early this morning, which so delayed some school systems, but it'll turn eventually over to cold rain. The highs will be up in the 40s today, 50s tomorrow, maybe 60s by Thursday and Friday. Right now it's 35 in Annapolis, 33 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are doing fine.
I had Olivia doing a little math this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me, actually. She did it on her own. She was thinking about her two-hour delay. We're in Baltimore County, right? And then, of course, she heard that Hartford County has a three-hour delay.
Okay.
So she's like,
she wanted a transfer?
Is that what she wanted? No, she goes, wait a minute. So they get to school and go right to recess? I said, yes. I don't know why Hartford County even goes at that point.
But they probably get to school, then they eat lunch, and then, you know, it's probably early dismissal. So.
Yeah,
but, you know, because they missed so much time during that ice storm.
Oh, right.
That they've got to make up these to meet the 180-day mandatory.
So. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, she was wondering how that works. I was like, you know, it's a good point. Of course, we've got lots to talk about today. We have two guests today. Bernie Flowers running in CD3. He has 21 years in the Air Force. He was deployed all over the globe, so he's going to weigh in on what's going on in Iran. We also have John Myrick, gubernatorial candidate. He also was in the Air Force, deployed, I think he said 23 years is what's listed there. And then also, I didn't realize this, and I should have known, he is a former deputy sheriff in Hartford County. I did not know this. Yeah. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about what's going on with the sheriffs here in Maryland as well. And then, of course, Marco Rubio giving out a warning to Americans in many different countries. We'll go over that list. And I don't know if you saw, Sean, because I didn't have a chance to listen to part of your show today, but the bouncer in Federal Hill.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Finally sentenced.
Yeah. So
maybe it's 5 years?
5 months.
5 months.
Right? 5 months. And then it's, I believe he's got time served. Because, you know, he was waiting behind bars all this time.
Right, exactly.
But I'm sure he's going to have to pay a fine, too. So we'll go over some of the details on that. But I thought that was interesting. Because here you've got a
city. That was the chokehold outside the bar, right?
The chokehold. But you've got a city where you've got people carjacking individuals at gunpoint. And literally being dropped off at their parents' house.
Yeah, on ankle monitors.
I know. It's like, wait a minute. So the bouncer, and I'm not saying that what he did was okay.
Right.
I'm just saying, but this is just crazy to me.
Well, welcome to Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah. So much to talk about today.
All right. Coming up next on Kim Klasick, thanks. Always entertaining and informative. Chris Pabst, Project Baltimore. Once again, great job this time. Of course, we now have discovered even more of our tax dollars being wasted on unenrolled students. Former state delegate state delegate April Rose, who represents Carroll and Frederick counties, introduced a bill once again this year. Hopes it passes, but again, $318 million has been spent over the last 2 years on unenrolled students in our schools.
We work very hard for our money as citizens, and we pay a lot in taxes. And educating our students is important, but we need to make sure we're doing it in a proper way.
So $168 million last year, $150 million this year, and these are students have left school. They're not there. They may start the year in school, but then they drop out or they're not attending school, and this is all a big waste of taxpayers' money.
We're paying for them. They're not getting an education. That's why we need to do better.
Yeah, we should do better, but don't expect it. Not in this state where the teachers union run roughshod over the dominant one-party Democrats here. Again, there's just no way I see this bill, and I applaud her efforts, but I don't see any way it's going to change, even with Chris Pabst shining the light. And remember, for years, it was called whereabouts unknown. That's how they would classify unenrolled students in one category called whereabouts unknown until this year. It finally changed. Here's Chris Pabst from Fox 45 reporting.
Do you think the change had anything to do with media reports that we had done on whereabouts unknown?
I think that made us realize that the PDF had not been updated.
Tim Guy with MSDE told Fox 45 News, in 2020, a recommendation was made by the state that changed the name whereabouts unknown, which was deemed too broad. But it took 6 years to make the change, which came after Fox 45 News began reporting on the issue.
I think that calling it something different really doesn't negate the money that we're spending.
No, it really doesn't. And that is something that, think about it now, $318 million has gone into the school system for students who are not there. It costs a little over $20,000 a year to educate a child here in the Maryland school system. And we are just flushing that money down the toilet, or so we think. But at least somebody's benefiting, right? Maybe administrators. I doubt the teachers are getting any of the trickle-down from that. So these top heavy administrators, many of who are teachers union individuals, many who endorse Governor Wes Moore, who he owes his very existence to, they're the ones getting the largesse. It needs to stop, but it won't until there's a true opposition party in Maryland, not a controlled one. That is for sure. Coming up next, Kim Klasick Live. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. here on WCBM. So start your day with us here on Casey & Company. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio.